If you don't go to that site every day, you're a fool.
Seriously. What are you doing?
Honestly, what are you doing?
What is wrong with you?
What are you doing? Hanging out with Bill O'Reilly? All right. This weekend, the best of Jeffrey Rosen, John Nichols, Cindy Blumenthal, Saddam Hussein, and Bill O'Reilly. Oh,
Peaches.
My gosh. Majority Report.
The Randy Rhodes Show. There's no one else like her.
If I hear one more person tell me that Democrats don't support the troops, I'm going to vomit. I'm going to hurl. What it is we're mad at the war planners. They planned a bad war. Republicans have no idea how to fight a war. Every single time a Republican plans a war, we lose. They pick fights that can't be won or shouldn't have been picked at all.
The Randy Rhodes Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Hey, Mom, I'm voting for the Radio Music Awards Singular Artist of the Year. Should I vote for Beyonce, Three Doors Down, Nickelback, Outkast, or Usher?
Speak English, please.
I can text my vote or vote online, and Singular's giving away an all-expense-paid trip to Vegas to see the show live.
Well, why not study and watch the Radio Music Awards October 25th on NBC here?
That's so old school.
It's better than summer school.
Funny, Mom.
To vote, text message the word music to 76288 or go to rusingular.com. Singular Wireless.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 13 years and older. Void in Puerto Rico and where prohibited sweepstakes ends October 18th. 50 cent premium charge per vote.
Get behind the mic. Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. The Mic 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. The U.S. presidential candidates are fast on the move, attempting to visit as many cities as possible before the November election in less than 3 weeks. Democratic candidate John Kerry said in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that health care and incomes are a priority for his campaign.
There are immediate things that I can do with respect to trade policy, immediate things I can do in the regulatory system that will help. But the most important thing is to lower the cost of health care and to raise incomes for middle-class Americans.
That was part of an interview by Candy Crowley that will be heard this evening on CNN's Paula Zahn Now. President George W. Bush said in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, that the U.S. economy is an example for the rest of the world.
Over the last 3 years, our economy has grown at the fastest rate of any major industrialized nation. The home ownership rate in America is at an all-time high.
A unit based in Iraq refused to take part in a mission, and U.S. Army officials are investigating the incident. CNN Radio's Barbara Starr at the Pentagon.
The commanding officer has ordered a safety maintenance stand down. Essentially, all of the vehicles will be inspected and retraining will be done. According to U.S. military officials, some of these soldiers expressed, quote, valid concerns, and the command is addressing them.
Early Friday, U.S.-led forces again pounded Fallujah, its target, the Abu Musab al-Zarqawi terror network. A hospital there reported at least two deaths. The U.S. military hasn't provided details on any casualties. A car bombing in Baghdad neighborhood claimed at least 10 lives, all civilians. Armor Group, a British company, confirms one of its employees, a British security worker, has been shot and killed in Taza, Iraq. His family has requested that his name not be released. This is CNN Radio News.
Mark. Come on, honey, get up. Time to go.
Go? Oh, but it's so early. And it's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like all Mrs. Apartment 9 cashmere sweaters for just $44.99. And all Boys and Girls Snow and Sonoma 5-pocket jeans are only $9.99. Plus, all down comforters and flannel bedding are 50% off at Kohl's Super Saturday.
Go!
Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
If the recent news about prescription arthritis medications has you concerned, ask your doctor about non-prescription Aleve. Doctors trust Aleve for safe, strong, all-day relief of arthritis pain with just two pills. It's a fact. Doctors know the active ingredient in Aleve has been used safely by millions of arthritis sufferers for over 30 years. Aleve, prescription-strength arthritis pain relief without a prescription. Use as directed.
Game 3 of the American League Championship Series has been rained out, but Sandy Alderson, Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations, Major League Baseball in Boston, says the game will be played Saturday evening.
It will slide to 8:20, I believe, 8:19, if the National League is no longer playing.
There is still no agreement between the U.S. and its allies on how to handle Iran's nuclear program. CNN Radio's Elise Labatt at the State Department.
The U.S. held talks with the G8 industrialized countries on Iran at the State Department Friday. On the table, a European proposal to offer incentives to Iran, like fuel oil or a possible trade agreement, if it scraps its program to enrich uranium, which could be used for nuclear weapons. The U.S. is against that carrot-and-stick approach and wants the Iran issue referred to the U.N. Security Council.
With less than 1% of the ballots counted in Afghanistan's election, President Hamid Karzai leads with 56%. This is news from CNN Radio. Before heading back to school Monday, some students will need a new item. We get the story from John Lawrence.
Sky High International has recalled roughly 13,000 of its Care Bears lunch kits with water bottles. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the drinking spout on the item's bottle can come loose and become a potential choking hazard. A few incidents of the spouts detaching have been reported, but no injuries have occurred. The lunch kits were sold throughout the summer of 2004. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
A longtime attorney and representative for Michael Jackson, Steve Cochran, has left the defense team in the Jackson child molestation case. The reason was not disclosed. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti has closed its doors to protest violence by pro-Aristide supporters. Most schools and businesses also closed their doors to mark a day of peaceful protest against the escalating violence. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
We here at the Mike 92.1 are proud to welcome Air America's Mike Malloy to Madison's Progressive Talk. You've been listening to us, and we've been listening to you. Mike Malloy is now on the Mike 92.1. Weeknights from 9 to midnight. We are committed to giving you what you want. Thank you for making us the fastest growing radio station in the state. Stay tuned and stay in touch with Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The good earth. It gives us everything. And now you can give something back. By becoming an Earth Team volunteer, you can help the Natural Resources Conservation Service care for the good earth. Right in your own community. It's the only earth we'll ever have. Help make it a better place for all of us. Call 1-888-LAND-CARE to find out how.
Now, Mike Malloy. On Madison's now. Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's about 7 past the hour. Greg Palast will join us in our second hour to discuss his new documentary, Bush Family Fortunes. We haven't talked with Greg for a while, so that'll be fun to do. Mutiny. It appears that the first mutiny of troops in Iraq has occurred. This is really serious stuff. I'm not going to make light of this at all. This is very serious stuff. A 17-member Army Reserve platoon with soldiers in this platoon from all around the South. Almost everyone in this platoon is from the South. They were sent to Iraq. The entire platoon is under arrest for refusing what they call a suicide mission to deliver fuel. Now, this happened on Wednesday. These soldiers refused an order to go to a town north of Baghdad because their vehicles were considered extremely unsafe. Now, that's according to the wife of a sergeant, the wife of Sergeant Larry McCook, who is one of the people under some sort of arrest. Sergeant McCook is a deputy at the Hinds County, that's in Mississippi, detention center. In other words, he works in law enforcement, or corrections, I should say. The 16 other members of the 343rd Quartermaster Company stationed in Rock Hill, South Carolina, were read their rights and moved from the military barracks into tents. Now, that's according to the wife of Sergeant McCook, who said her husband called her at 5 a.m. Thursday and told her all this in a panicked phone call. According to authoritative sources, the entire platoon could be charged with the willful disobeying of orders. Now, that's punishable by dishonorable discharge, forfeiture of pay, and up to 5 years confinement, 5 years in prison. A member of the Mississippi congressional delegation, one Representative Benny Thompson, I don't know if he's a Democrat or Republican, said he plans to submit a congressional inquiry on behalf of these soldiers to launch an investigation into whether they're being treated properly. Thompson said, quote, I would not want any member of the military to be put in a dangerous situation, ill-equipped. I've had similar complaints, he says, from military families about vehicles that weren't armor-plated or bulletproof vests that are outdated. It concerns me because we made over $150 billion in funds available to equip our forces in Iraq. Thompson went on to say, President Bush takes a position that the troops are well-armed. But if this situation is true, it calls into question how honest he has been with the country. Oh, for God's sake. Are you kidding me? Representative Thompson, hello, I don't know if you're Democrat or Republican, but get your head out of your butt, okay? These reports have been going on since this illegal war was initiated by the Bush crime family. Everybody knows it. You don't know it, Mr. Thompson? I'm a damn talk show host, and I know it. Michael Moore has been getting emails from soldiers posting them at his website. Colonel David Hackworth has been getting emails posting them at his website. Could there be two more diametrically opposed human beings in the United States of America than Michael Moore and Colonel David Hackworth? And you don't know this? George Bush, Representative Thompson, and the members of his crime organization, A, don't care how many American soldiers die. B, they have developed a $200 billion slush fund that allegedly is going to defend and equip our soldiers as they commit this atrocity, this invasion of Iraq in the name of George Bush. C, our people are being shot dead and blown to pieces because D, the major supplier of services, Halliburton Company, is ripping not just the American taxpayer to pieces, but also our soldiers. And Halliburton sends quarterly checks to Dick Cheney. So come on, Representative Thompson, don't be a dumbass. I know you're from Mississippi. I live in the South myself, friend. I know how stupid we are down here. But please, please don't be that stupid. These soldiers are from Alabama, Kentucky, North Carolina, Mississippi, and South Carolina. Hello? These are all rebel boys, Mr. Representative. These are Southerners. That's where so many of the soldiers are coming from. You know why? Because we're dumb down here. We don't get educations down here. We wind up going to community colleges if we go to college at all, and we have to go in the military in order to make a living. So don't play stupid with us, Representative Thompson. You're talking in the South about Southerners. Damn these people. Jackie Butler of Jackson, Mississippi. She's the wife of another sergeant, Sergeant Michael Butler, who's been in the Army Reserves 24 years. She says, I got a call from an officer in another unit early Thursday morning who told me that my husband and his platoon had been arrested on a bogus charge because he refused to go on a suicide mission. When my husband refuses to follow an order, it has to be something major. Another woman, Teresa Hill of Dothan, Alabama, whose daughter Amber McClenny is among those being detained. Miss McClenny is 21 years old. She pleaded for help in a message left on her mother's answering machine early Thursday morning. Here she is.
We had broken down trucks, non-armored vehicles, and we were carrying contaminated fuel. They're holding us against our will. We are now prisoners. I'm not even supposed to be using the phone.
Dear God, 21-year-old young woman, one of the reservists, One of the reservists who refused to go on what her unit deemed a suicide mission sneaks off to find a phone, call her mom to describe the death orders given to her unit. And the giggling murderer who sits in the White House sends the reservists into an unwinnable, illegal war without the protection necessary to survive. And then, here comes the bad word, the rat bastard, Bush, has the nerve to stand there in front of the American public and talk about his commitment to the military. I'm sorry, this is a liar. This is a man sending our young men and women to their deaths. In addition to orchestrating the murder of thousands of Iraqis. Come on, you Republicans. Don't you get it yet? What you're backing here? What, you think these young people are lying? Do you think this 24-year reservist, this sergeant, is lying? We don't have equipment, they say. We're being sent on a suicide mission. Our vehicles are not even protected. McClenny went on to tell her mother the platoon is normally escorted by armed Humvees and helicopters, but not on this trip. McClenny told her mother her unit tried to deliver fuel to another base in Iraq Wednesday, but was sent back because the fuel had been contaminated with water. Who's responsible for this? That's right, Halliburton. That's right, Halliburton. Dick Cheney. God. Is there no limit to this stuff? Is there nothing these pigs won't do in order to satisfy and satiate their greed? Is there nothing they won't do? Nothing. Now, you've heard other tales of troops being sent on missions without proper equipment. Aviation regiments have complained of being forced to fly dangerous missions over Iraq with outdated night vision goggles, ill-equipped, old missile avoidance systems on their aircraft. You've heard the stories, troops' families, they have to buy body armor and ship it over because the military, George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld, these murderous pigs, these military that they own, didn't provide the soldiers with adequate equipment. My God. Back to Sergeant McCook's wife. She says her husband, who's a staff sergeant, understands well the severity of disobeying orders. But he did not feel he could take his soldiers on another trip and take them right to their deaths. And these people stand out there, these Bush crime family thugs, and they tell these brain-dead, ticket-holding Bush supporters who go into these stadiums and auditoriums and go, yeah, 4 more years, kill some more, 4 more years. And he stands there and tells them that he supports the military and John Kerry doesn't. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Dear God.
And all I know that those that are going to be killed aren't those that preside on Capitol Hill. I told him, don't fill the front lines of their war. Those aren't worth dying for. And he said, roll with it, baby. Make it your career. Keep the home fire burning so America is in the clear. Roll with it, baby. Make it your career. Keep the home fires burning so America is in the clear. Roll.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Hi, do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Cliff Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
In an exclusive mini-documentary on MotherJones.com, former Reagan official Clyde Prestowitz critiques the Bush administration's policies from the perspective of a traditional conservative. Prestowitz points to the record deficit, the restriction of individual rights, and the war in Iraq as the opposite of conservative values. As a result, he says, we're less safe today than we were 3 or 4 years ago. Watch this provocative film at MotherJones.com, the source for exclusive reports and the best of the independent web. Because you need independent news.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
But what he meant to say in the beginning when he said the 100,000 Iraqis hard at work making toys for Christmas. They have been outsourced. The North Pole is outsourced to Iraq. Let me tell you something. Santa has a list. And he knows who's good and who's naughty.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
You've been looking for a way to get that soft water you deserve. Diamond Crystal brand water conditioning salt will give you what you've been looking for. Krieger Salt Sales offers a complete line of superior Diamond Crystal water conditioning salts, making your laundry brighter, your dishes cleaner, and your skin softer. Choose the Diamond Crystal product that's right for your water softener. All Diamond Crystal products carry the Diamond Crystal guarantee. Krieger Salt Sales will deliver Diamond Crystal products right to your door. Order yours today by calling Krieger Salt Sales in Madison at 274-6078. Krieger Salt Sales, 274-6078.
As the Wisconsin mornings get a little chillier, it's hard not to start thinking about another exciting season of Wisconsin hockey. A nail-biter away from last year's NCAA Frozen Four, the men's team looks to pick up from where they left off when they start their season against Mercyhurst on October 15th and 16th. Face-off is 7.05 p.m. both nights. Fans will also enjoy a team poster courtesy of Prime Quarter Steakhouse. Visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to catch the much-anticipated season opener of Wisconsin men's hockey.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher Mrs. Ridge.
Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one, the last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, none of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, I'm Whoopi Goldberg, and I just wanted to say to you, don't mistake terrorism for patriotism. Hate crimes are hate crimes no matter who perpetrates them. Remember, we're all Americans. Long live us all.
Oppose those who hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Attitude is, if we're going to put our troops into harm's way, they must have the very best.
You know, it's just disgusting, isn't it? I've never seen such a low point in leadership in this country, and I hate to use the word leadership where it concerns anybody involved in the Bush crime family. Why isn't the former U-boat commander Wolf Blitzer or Peter Jennings? I realize that the story made the network news tonight. About this a possible mutiny by U.S. troops. But why not, and I also realize that they only devote 22 minutes of a 30-minute newscast is actual news. And I realize that of the 22 minutes, only about 8 minutes is hard news. Okay? So, realizing all of that, isn't there 30 seconds in there for Peter Jennings or Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw to say something to the effect that this puts to the lie every single thing Bush says about supporting the troops. When you have a unit mutiny, when you have 17 soldiers who are given a direct order to deliver fuel and or water, and they make one delivery and it's sent back because it's contaminated, and then they're ordered to go again into the valley of the shadow of death, unprotected, no support, unarmed, unable to fire back, and they say, we'll take a pass. Now, it's my understanding that if you are in the military and you are in a combat zone and you refuse a direct order, oh Jesus, you have really stepped into it now, and your cause better be solid. Your reason better be solid. For why you said, no, don't think so, it's too dangerous. Because your CEO will come back and say, well, you jerk, you're in a war! What do you mean it's too dangerous? Well, even in a combat zone, there are some rules and regs in the Uniform Code of Military Justice that talks about when and how the grunts can be ordered to take action that may put them in horrendous danger. You know, the idea in combat, it's my understanding, since I have not been in combat, is to stay alive while you kill everybody else. And Bush stands there. It's one thing to mislead about tax policy. It's something else to mislead about education. It's something else to lie about the environment, to mislead about our relations with other nations. But Jesus, I mean, isn't there one, just one area? Combat. Bush's war, his elective war. I think I'll go to war. I know what I'll do. I'll go to war. This is just like playing with my lead soldiers. It's like a video game. Isn't there one area where media in this country will hold this rat's feet to the fire? Just one. Maybe this. Just this. No, but they'll talk about how John Kerry really went over the line. We're concerned Dick Cheney's daughter, Mary. Oh, well now, look what John Kerry did. Oh, God. Oh, Nash, Nash, weep, weep. They go after Kerry about that issue. Hello, Kerry? Where were the Cheneys when what's this dumbass's name that's running for the Senate in Alan Keyes? Where were the Cheneys when Alan Keyes said that Mary Cheney, when asked if Mary Cheney was indulging in selfish hedonism, because that's what he labeled homosexuality, selfish hedonism, he said Vice President Dick Cheney's lesbian daughter is a sinner. And he was asked, is Mary Cheney a selfish? And he replied, of course she is. What about Jerry Falwell, who has suggested indirectly that Mary Cheney caused God to lift his veil of protection from America and allowing 9/11? Where's Dick and Lynn Cheney about Pat Robertson, who says the same thing? And the Reverend Dobson, who says the same thing. And Rick Santorum, who said people like Mary Cheney lead directly to people having sex with animals. Oh, Mary Cheney is responsible for the AIDS epidemic. Let's not forget that. Where is these crappy-ass parents, Lynn and Dick Cheney, where it concerns their daughter, when Republicans, when religious leaders talk about their daughter as though she were some kind of filth? But and what was it that John Kerry said? We're all God's children. And I think if you were to talk to Dick Cheney's daughter, who's a lesbian, she would tell you that she's being who she is. She's being who she was born as. I think if you talk to anybody, it's not a choice. That's an attack? Well, what the hell do you call what Alan Keyes and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell said? A compliment?
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel, together again.
The Al Franken Show, pure genius.
I'm at this party in L.A., and Sylvester Stallone's there, and he goes, "Hi, Al." And I go, "Hi, Sylvester." He says, "You went on one of them USO tours." I said, "Yeah." Well, I was supposed to go, but I didn't. I said, "Well, why not? I thought it was too dangerous. That's why I didn't go." I said, "Were you Rambo? Didn't you shoot down helicopters with like a bow and arrow?"
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
There are things in life we enjoy more and more as we grow older. The company of family and friends. The satisfaction of reading a fascinating new book. Or an old favorite. In fact, reading is something you can enjoy no matter where you are. Even if you can't hold a book, turn a page, or see regular print. Because just for you, there are Talking Books, a national service of the Library of Congress. High-quality recordings of the latest bestsellers, classics, how-tos, whodunits, romances, westerns, even your favorite magazines. The recordings are played on easy-to-use equipment, and you can get Talking Books and playback equipment by mail at no charge if you're eligible. Here's how you can take a Talking Book.
Call the Wisconsin Regional Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at 1-800-242-8822. That's 1-800-242-8822.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off 2 indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
A message about drinking and responsibility from IndyCar owner Michael Andretti with Jim Beam Racing driver and 2003 IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year Dan Weldon.
Hey, rookie, you really look good on the track today.
Thanks, Michael. I have a great teacher and a great boss. You've taught me a lot about being responsible both on and off the track.
That's the difference between winning and losing. Staying in the race is everything. but taking risks off the track is never a winning formula.
That's so right. That goes for the highway, too.
Being responsible off the track means making smart decisions behind the wheel. Even if you're not going 200 miles an hour, you still need to be responsible.
Because I want to be around for the next checkered flag. So drink smart. That means if you drink, drink in moderation and never drive drunk.
Everyone wins when you drink smart.
You said it, boss.
Remember, always drink smart, never drive drunk. Under 21, don't drink. This has been a public service message from Jim Beam Brands, the Michael Andretti Foundation, and this station.
This is State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. All of us remember a teacher who profoundly affected our lives. Every year, the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation rewards 100 current public and private school teachers. The Kohl Fellowships honor Wisconsin teachers who inspire, motivate, and lead, with matching grants going to their schools. Anyone can nominate a deserving candidate. Get information at your local school during September or go to kohleducation.org to honor the heroes who teach us.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays from 2 to 5 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
It's just astonishing. This country right now is being run by, with the exception of Colin Powell, and I don't know how much running of the country he's doing at all. He's been relegated to the back of the bus completely. But it's run by people who have never served, and don't talk to me about Donald Rumsfeld. You know, he was as much of a draft dodger as the rest of these punks. People who have never served in the military certainly have never been in a combat situation, but have demanded that other people go kill and die. And now they're in positions of power where they can order people to go kill and die. And they're also in positions of power where they control the procurement of the weapons of war necessary for people to go kill and blow things up, and necessary for our people to protect themselves as they go kill and blow things up. And they are failing. The leadership of this country is failing on both counts. Now, how do Republicans support this? How does your average Republican who says, well, you know, George W. Bush is he's a pro-military. he's strong on the military. You know, he takes they chop and hammer and cut every single program for veterans. They treat veterans God, I can't say it because it's family radio. I can't say it. I can't. And I have to watch my mouth here. This makes me furious. I think this makes me angrier than just about any topic that we bring up, is this military thing and the hypocrisy of this Bush crime family. But they treat our military as though, Rumsfeld has said it. All of them. They treat our military, our soldiers, our men and women now, as though they're just something to scrape off their shoes before they go to one of their crappy-ass parties in the House or the Senate. I hate these people. I have such a deep, abiding hatred for these people. I shudder to think what would happen if I were to come in contact with any of them. It just scares me. It scares me. I don't know if I would fall on the ground and start vomiting, or if I would do something that would put me in Leavenworth for the next 20 years. It's just that deep. About this issue. Forget everything else. Forget the lies about Social Security, about the environment, about jobs, about... Forget it all. Just this military issue. Because these pigs misuse our military to a degree that I don't know of. Certainly not in my lifetime, and certainly nothing that I have read in American history. Do these pigs misuse our military? Oh, man. It's a topic that just drives me right up to the edge of the abyss. And it's best, I guess, for me on this program to stay away from these topics. But how do you avoid something? It's being reported all over the place now. Of course, most of these pissant commentators on CNN and Fox and MSNBC and the networks are avoiding the M word, mutiny, But let me tell you something. For those of you who don't remember, this is what ended our involvement in Vietnam. It took a while. But when enough junior officers had been blown to pieces or shot dead by their own troops, fragged, when enough units said, no, hell no, we're not going, that's when the architects of the Vietnam disaster back in Washington said, oh, well, I guess maybe we better leave now. You know, we've killed 2 million South or Indochinese, and we have 58,000 Americans dead and 200,000 wounded. So let's go home. We've just had our asses beat. So here we are again. And it's basically the people who are running foreign policy now are the ones who said, were concerned the war in Indochina, yeah, kill, but not me. I'll stay here in Texas, or I'll get into the Indiana National Guard, or I think, no, I've got 9 student deferments, and I'm going to go home and knock up my old lady, so you know, and I've got more important things to do than serve in the military. Adios, sucker. It makes me, it just almost lose control. This is where I come very close to losing my job because of the rage this raises in me. This military question by these low down cowards, every single one of them, sending our young people and not so young people into this horrifying war of choice that comes out of George W. Bush's twisted, sick brain. I can't stand it. I just can't. Mike is calling from Queens. Mike, welcome to the program. Help me get out of this, pal, before I bust a gut here. Can we get Mike in Queens? Okay, we can't get Mike in Queens. Never mind. Let's put Bruce in California. Well, hello? There's Mike in Queens. Hi, Mike in Queens.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
I see you got your Irish up tonight.
Oh, I'm just furious.
Mike, my question was that unit that refused to go out on this run.
Yeah.
Is there any way to find out if that's the same unit that was locked down in Fort Dix a few weeks back?
I don't think it is. This unit was stationed, I believe they were shipped out of Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
The unit in Fort Dix that you're talking about, I think, is something entirely different. But there have been several instances here.
This is scary.
Oh, it is.
This is scary.
When you have troops say no, I mean, anybody who's in the military understands when they're in a combat zone, they're not there to dick around. They're there to kill people and blow things up. That's why they're there, and they're there to cover their ass and make sure they don't die. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason they're there. So when they refuse a direct order, especially a support unit like this, that is told, okay, deliver this to the troops who need it. Take this gasoline and what? No, I don't think so. That's really serious.
I was in the military, and I remember going over to UMCMJ, you know, and what you can and can't do. This is real serious.
It is serious. Now, if the charges from these troops are true, that they are ordered to take on a mission where they are not adequately protected, then the Universal Code of Military Uniform Code will protect them. But it has to go to trial. In the meantime, they are under arrest.
Yeah.
They are under arrest.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell are they going to do? Flee? You know, how do you put a unit in a war zone under arrest? That I don't understand. But it makes me sick every time I see Bush or Cheney or Rumsfeld or any of these piglets standing out there talking about what they're doing for the United States military. I just want to start smashing things.
I'm getting sick also because of the Sanchez guy. No, General Sanchez.
The general? Yeah. Oh, he's...
You heard about he's getting promoted?
Oh, is he? He's getting another star, huh?
They're not going to announce it until after the election. That's what they were talking about this afternoon.
God. Yeah, what has he done to deserve his fourth star? I think it's his fourth.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Correct,
God.
Yeah. Thanks,
all right.
Mike.
All right, Mike. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate you calling. Deep breath, huh? Hunter is calling from Brooklyn. Hunter, welcome to the program.
Hello, I'm Sir Mike Malloy.
Hey,
and I'm enjoying your program.
Thanks, sir.
It probably need you on daytime to sing some of these songs to some of these guys out there who really need to hear you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a fast background on me, if may be necessary, about what I'm about to say. I served in the military, Army, from September 65 to September 68. I served in Vietnam with the Big Red One, the First Infantry Division, Zion, Vietnam,
right.
December 66 until December 67. President Lyndon Baines Johnson was president at the time. When you hear someone say about Senator Kerry undermining the troops, he's not undermining the troops. When you go to war, folks who are listening out there, Mr. Malloy, you're not fighting for the president. You're fighting for your country. When they call your name and you go, you fight. No. If you find that your government is undermining you, your president, as now, you may change your mind. Mm-hmm. That unit came together, I think, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
You're right.
The man said he's not sending his troops out there with no body armor. Now, we've heard President Bush talking about this $89 billion. They had this money a long time ago. Why are these troops equipped?
Yeah.
But one of the main things that I want to get to, and this one has galled me to no end, Senator John F. Kerry should have wiped George W. Bush off the face of the earth by now. You've been very close to it.
Mm-hmm.
During the Democratic election, convention, and three debates. And here's the key. I think you know, I know, and everyone who can think should know, 9/11 was not a mistake, folks. It was not an accident. You remember during the campaign 2000, then Governor Bush said, I'll take care of not Saddam Hussein, but Saddam Hussein?
Yeah.
You remember all the years before, the right-wing talk show people, we should have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein, we should have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein?
Right.
But what George W. Bush was thinking, I'm going to avenge my father, I'm going to outdo Ronald Reagan, and I sure am going to outdo Bubba Clinton. Well, here's what happened, folks. 9/11 Commission wouldn't tell you this because the election would have been over. They don't want the blood on their hands. And Mr. Lloyd, you jumped all around and hit it on the head. Here's the point. President George W. Bush, you keep hearing about pre-9/11 mindset.
Uh-huh.
Pre-9/11 mindset was we're not going to pay any attention to anything Bill Clinton did. So we're going to ignore it. Well, here's
what
happened.
That's right. That's
the man said, if I had known they were going to fly planes in the building, I would have done everything I could to stop it. Okay, he knew they were going to hijack planes, but he did know they were going to fly it in the buildings. But I can tie it to guess who? Saddam Hussein. Therefore, it legitimizes my foray into
Iraq. That's
right,
that's right, yeah.
You see, it was never a thing of bad intelligence. It was
Hunter, I got a break here. Hold on, I'll come back and I'll give you one more minute since
okay,
we come back.
Thank
we got to take a quick break here. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
The world is a miracle.
Access the world and help keep the miracle alive.
Go to ecosee.com.
ECOSEE.
Ecosee is your eco-conscious internet access, offering you high-speed dial-up 7 times faster than regular dial-up for just $15.95 a month. And 100% that profit is donated to eco nonprofits.
Save your money.
Save the world.
Fly the web.
Ecosee.com.
Sign up now and get a free subscription to e-magazine.
Ecosee.
We see a brighter future.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I think everybody sort of feels now we should be united against terrorism, except for the administration would rather go and grab some oil while the grabbing is good. I don't know why we went to war in Iraq, and I know everything. And you know what? You don't either. And I find that fascinating. That's the kind of crap that just fascinates me.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
For some people, 24 hours a day aren't enough.
Yeah. No. Not tomorrow. Al, no time.
But no matter how busy you are, just listen to me for 1 minute. It's about priorities. How you decide what you will make time for in your schedule and what you won't.
A conference? In person. You're kidding, right?
Take fitness. Well, I'm not just talking about treadmills and exercise bikes and such. Those are great for keeping fit, but they're not the only way.
Okay, I can give you 5 minutes on Tuesday. No, wait. 3 minutes.
What's your favorite activity? Swimming, biking, jogging, basketball, tennis, anyone? The point is, pick something you like to do and just do it. What's in it for you? Increased energy, improved appearance, stronger heart and lungs, reduced stress.
Marge, I'll call you right back. Excuse me, what was that you were talking about, reduced stress? Could we talk here for a minute, please?
This message from the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Okay, here's five things that girls wish all guys knew. You guys might want to hurry up and grab a pen. Go ahead. I'll wait. Ready? One, we don't really dig hanging out in your living room all the time.
What a bastard! 18 to 9, and they...
We might act like we do, but we really don't. Two, when we're around your friends, don't all of a sudden change into something different. And three, this is not a slam, but hold the onions, okay? Better breath, everybody benefits. You know what I'm saying. Four, there's this amazing new invention. It's called the telephone. Use it. And five, nix the smoking, definitely. Yellow teeth, cigarette stench, hacking up a lung. It's not getting you any dates, trust me.
Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You guys getting this down?
A message from IndyCar owner Michael Andretti with Jim Beam Racing driver and 2003 IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year Dan Weldon.
Hey, rookie, you look good on the track today.
Thanks, Michael. You've taught me a lot about staying in control and making the right decisions.
That's the difference between winning and losing. We and our friends at Jim Beam Brands know there's no room for mistakes, on or off the track.
So if we drink smart. We drink in moderation, and we never drive drunk.
Drink smart. Under 21, don't drink. A public service message from Jim Beam Brands, the Michael Andretti Foundation and this station.
You're listening to Madison's new progressive talk station. Listener supported, Air America powered. The Mic, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
It wasn't all that long ago that we started military operations. We've been there, how many days? You're counting the days since we've been there, because I'm not.
Sick individual. All right, back to Hunter in Brooklyn. Hunter, thanks for holding on. I'll give you another minute here, pal. Go ahead and wrap it up.
Thanks for holding me over. All right, this is like your boxing match. See, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Right.
One guy keeps coming, one guy keeps throwing. You either got to knock the guy out or you got to outpoint him. And where we stand now, and this is the final thing. Not the final thing, but in a sense the final thing. I want you to just roll up, maybe not tonight, roll up in your mind how 9/11 came about. Just think about what took place. It was no accident, folks. President George Bush let an incident take place that resulted in 9/11. You know, we have 17 planes over here, Mr. Malloy. When you go off course and a plane is going toward California, makes a left turn, headed south, doesn't answer, we throw something up there within 5 minutes. Where were these guys? We're down to five planes on the East Coast.
Well, I think, Hunter, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah. All these points that you're bringing up, we have really gone over. I don't know if you're a regular listener to this program or not, but we have gone over this and over this and over this, and I happen to agree that if 9/11, the attack on this country was not orchestrated by the Bush crime family, and that's saying something that, you know, it borders on psychopath talk on my part. If they didn't plan it and execute it themselves, they were aware of it and let it happen. And I don't see a third choice. The third choice would have to be that this country was run by such incompetent fools that when warning after warning after warning was presented to them by the intelligence community, they ignored it. Now, that third one is a possibility. But I after 3 years of this, since the attack on this country, I almost feel like I should say, I'm sorry, but... So I leave off the I'm sorry. After 3 years since the attack on this country, I have more or less come to the conclusion, just for my own self, that the Bush crime family understood something was going to happen. And I think they understood that the possibility of using airplanes to as bombs was included in that something is going to happen. And they decided to do nothing, to allow it to happen in order to give this piglet in the White House the authority that he could put together with the USA Patriot Act, so-called, that was already written. If you remember, how long after the attack on this country was that mammoth document passed into law, right? Of course, nobody in Congress, according to everybody in Congress, read it, but it was already there. And the Project for a New American Century, their plans for the Middle East, already there. So no, I will never, if I live to be 1,000, I will never believe, never, never, that the Bush crime family was not somehow either in on or aware of what was to occur on this in this country on September 11, 2001. Now, that puts me, I guess, outside the mainstream. I don't care. It probably puts me outside the parameters of this network. And again, I don't care. You know, this is my personal belief, and I know a lot of people believe this, and a lot of us have believed it for an extended period of time. And a lot of us have been labeled, well, you're conspiracy nuts, you're internet freaks, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, you know, yada, 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 yada. Well, you know, to that response, I can just give the middle finger salute, you know, and just say, hey, look, you know, you believe what you want to believe, I'll believe what I want to believe. But something like what happened to this country on September 11, 2001 could not have happened without some sort of cooperation, be it passive or active. Be it cooperation because of incompetence or cooperation because of direct action on the part of our government. So, to Hunter in Brooklyn, trust me, pal. Thought about this 9 ways from Sunday. Bruce is calling from somewhere. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Mike. You lost me the last time.
I'm sorry. Where are you calling from?
Calling from California.
Hey, Bruce.
I was calling about the ABC News Nightline broadcast last night.
Yeah.
Did you see it or hear about it?
No, I've heard about it. Of course, we're on the air. It used to be one of my favorite programs, but
I can give you a real rough, real brief rundown on it.
Well, I do know. I have gotten it off the internet. I know what they did. They sent a team to Vietnam and talked to people who claimed to have seen what happened 34 years ago that involved John Kerry. So, yeah,
right.
I'm aware of what happened. I think most of the people listening to this program are aware of what happened on Nightline last night.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I've been watching the CNN and the Fox News, watching to see if there's any reaction or any commentary on it.
Please, Bruce.
Well, I know. I mean, I'm serious. I'm looking.
Well,
to see
I know,
if
but you
react.
But you really know? You don't expect any of these.
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't. But I still have to see for myself. I have to look.
I hear you.
And it astounds me that the Swift boat that's got so much time. And this is a complete vindication of John Kerry, and it's completely ignored by the media. If you didn't see the show, you don't hear about it.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Or if you don't get a synopsis off ABC's website, you can get I actually get a transcript of the program last night, which is what was sent to me. So yeah, but you're absolutely right. If you didn't watch it and you don't go get the information yourself, you're screwed. Wolf Blitzer's not going to report it. Even ABC itself doesn't report it. You know, on their news, like, hey, guess what we have discovered? They don't. They don't do it.
It's pitiful. I mean, it's. I'm sharing your rage with the whole system. And, you know, you're speaking my language.
It's just gotten so out of hand. I cannot believe what has happened. In a sense, I can, because I understand, I think, to a slight degree, the mind of these neocons. But what I don't understand, and I don't think I ever will, Bruce, is how anybody in this country at this point can support the Bush administration on any level. You know, when I see these polls that Bush and Kerry are neck and neck, and they say, well, it's because Kerry hasn't been charismatic, I want to spit in the eye of the person who said that. George Bush is destroying everything in this country and sending people to their deaths, and we have Republicans who go, oh yeah, well he believes in Jesus. Oh man, I hate him. Bruce,
I saw that the other night after the debate on C-SPAN. They had you know, like,
oh yeah,
interviews.
Yeah, I heard about that. All the freaks calling in. Well, yeah, he may be a giggling killer, but he believes in Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, I got to leave there. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate your call, sir. We got a boogie here. Quick break. We shall return. And don't forget, coming up this hour, Greg Palast to discuss his new documentary, Bush Family Fortunes. You know I don't do guests, so there must be some reason to have Greg on. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
I don't know if you went around the horn channel changing wise today, but apparently many of us may die. There's just not enough flu vaccine.
You know, Janine, why would the news channels report on anything like the new evidence that there was absolutely no link? No link between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
A representative government requires the voice of the people. In the last three presidential elections, 100 million eligible voters were silent. Register yourself, your family, and your friends to vote. It's a simple task with big results. Join the 10 for Change Project and mobilize others to speak up. Your voice is your vote. 10forchange.org. Brought to you by Wisconsin Now.
Get behind the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station. The Mic. 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. None of the flu vaccine made at a British plant is considered safe. So, as it stands, the supply of flu vaccine in the United States will be only half of what had been expected. Wisconsin voters are getting a chance to see the U.S. presidential candidates and hear what they have to say leading up to the November election. President George W. Bush was in Oshkosh, where he said people have to be treated the best way possible.
We need to make sure health care is affordable and available for all our people. We need a safety net for those with the greatest needs. I'm a big believer in community health centers where the poor and the indigent can get good primary and preventative care. We'd much rather them getting care in a community health center than an emergency room of a local hospital.
Democratic challenger Senator John Kerry was in Milwaukee and said there is more to the economy than just job creation.
We know that the strength of our economy isn't just how many jobs we've gained or we've lost. The strength of our economy is reflected also in whether or not those jobs lift families up, whether or not they give people the empowerment to be able to live the dream, to be able to take care of their families.
And Kerry is finishing his day in Appleton. In Iraq, the U.S. Army is investigating a group of soldiers who refused to go on a refueling mission in a danger zone. CNN Radio's Barbara Starr says only a small group from the 19-man unit is involved.
The source emphasizes, and this is a very key matter, the unit has continued to perform honorably, he said, in Iraq. This involves a small number of soldiers who chose to express their concerns in, quote, an inappropriate manner that may have caused a breakdown in discipline.
Well, the verdict is in on the safety of Ford's Crown Victoria police cars. A jury in Illinois ruled in a class action lawsuit that the vehicles are safe. This is CNN Radio News.
An arthritis sufferer talks about Jointritis arthritis pain relief ointment. Listen.
I used to go to bed at night and my legs would just ache and throb like a toothache. The second night I went to bed after using Jointritis, I slept like a log. Jointritis just been a blessing to me.
Jointritis, with a medicine doctors trust to help stop arthritis pain. Plus triple skin conditioners, lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Use as directed when your minor arthritis pain flares up. Your results may vary. Jointritis stops your pain.
Looking for Mr. Goodwrench, Notes from the Road. Join revelers at a fall festival for tricks and treats.
I like your costume.
I wasn't wearing a costume.
Oh.
Anyway, several folks claimed Mr. Goodwrench expertly winterized their vehicle. What's that? Fitted for mucklucks?
I think it means check batteries and tires. Stuff like that.
Thanks for your insight, Nanook of the North.
Find Mr. Goodwrench at all GM dealerships nationwide.
Still in the dark, we switched on our headlights and drove off into the bright afternoon sun.
The first comprehensive study on the condition of schools in post-conflict Iraq is out. Gary Baumgarten reports the findings are discouraging.
The study conducted by the Iraq Education Ministry and UNICEF describes appalling conditions in the schools.
Post-conflict Iraq has thousands of school facilities that lack the basics necessary to provide children with a decent education.
UNICEF spokesman Oliver Phillips says one-third of all primary schools have no water, nearly half have no sanitation facilities. He says 700 schools were damaged or destroyed by coalition bombings. Others were neglected in the past 10 years of the Saddam Hussein regime. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
Well, there's still no agreement between the U.S. and its allies on how to handle Iran's nuclear program, but talks continue. Game 3 of the American League Championship Series has been rained out. It'll be played Saturday night between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. This is news from CNN Radio. With the start of the holy season of Ramadan, authorities are stepping up vigilance at Southern California mosques. Jim Roop reports from Los Angeles.
With the fear of terrorist acts as the presidential election draws near, law enforcement, including the FBI, are beefing up surveillance and patrols. While the agency tells Islamic leaders it will respect civil rights, it will also increase the number of interviews conducted with people who may have information about a possible terrorist attack. Meanwhile, Muslim leaders are asking mosques to be careful of what they say during sermons, scrutinize donations, and avoid overnight visitors. The Muslim Public Affairs Council asks respect and tolerance of non-Muslims, saying Muslims teach against terrorism and violence. Most Muslims are not terrorists. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
A prominent American Muslim leader who admitted playing a role in a Libyan plot to assassinate the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia has been sentenced to 23 years in prison. That was for related financial crimes committed by Abdurrahman al-Moudi. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I'm all for on-the-job training if you want to be a welder. I'm all for on-the-job training if you want to work in radio. I've got tons of people that intern here. But when it comes to national security, I don't want any on-the-job training. And this hard, heavy-handed, you know, invasion thing we got going on now, this imperialism, yeah, I want somebody that's not learning as he invades.
The Randy Rhoads Show. 2 to 5. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
I really wanted to help the homeless, so I donated money to a shelter, which gets them a hot meal and a bed, but the next day they're on the street again. So I start working at a job training center, but the only jobs most of them can get pay minimum wage, so they can't afford a place to live. Now they can't go back to the shelters, because most of the shelters lost their funding when the budget emphasis shifted from housing to job training.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is, and just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. Don't forget, coming up here this hour, Greg Palast is going to join us. He had some other things to do tonight. I'm not sure when he's going to call in, but he'll be here. More like towards the bottom of the hour, Kathy? Okay. So stick around for that. Phone number here is 866-303-2270, but you already know that, I'm sure. Dave is calling from California. Dave, welcome to the program.
Well, gentlemen, I so much appreciate a program like this that's willing to address reality, however ugly it may be.
Yeah, we try that all the time.
And then this administration, it doesn't get any more. Psychopathic is the term. I am a psychologist, and I can't help but think that that has to be accurately applied. These guys go character disordered beyond comprehension. In my hand, I have the book Inside Job, Masking the 911 Conspiracies by Jim Mars.
Right.
And I've also been studying the New Pearl Harbor by David Ray Griffin.
Yeah, I've heard of both these books and have read neither, but I understand they're very enlightening.
Oh, you! Every page you turn, you'll say, well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
And more you will come to the conclusion, I think that you already have, no way in the world could 911, the events of that day, have happened without a great deal of cooperation from our White House.
Yeah, and as I say, to hedge my comment just a tad, cooperation can be active or passive, but cooperation nonetheless.
Well, you have to look back to the original PNAC meetings where, in order to be able to get into Iraq and grab control of the oil there, we will need some justification of the magnitude of Pearl Harbor. We will need to have our own Pearl Harbor. That,
right.
And that lays the foundation.
Absolutely.
I do think there had been conspiracies going on throughout the world plotting to do something like this, but to allow it to happen required that our whole military defenses had to go brain dead on that day.
Yeah, yeah. Were ordered to go brain dead.
Yes, and Jim Mars does interview some of the people that were in fact ordered to do that, radio operators, pilots, and whatnot. So.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them feel they're a comfortable part of what they were asked to do on that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Base commanders, generals saying, why are we not up in the air? You know, because these jets, when they are scrambled, they are bang, 1,800 miles an hour, they're there in 2 minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they had, from the very first one, they had 30 minutes or so from the time that it went off course and the transponder got cut off. They would have been up there circling that. When it looked like it was going to threaten a major building like that, it would have been shot down.
Do you suppose that it will ever be generally understood by the American public that what happened on 911 was the result of a conspiracy by the Bush crime family to allow it to happen? Do you think that will ever be just general information?
There is just an overwhelming urge on the part of most people to say, I just cannot believe that these good Christian folks would have been a party to something like that.
Yeah,
I won't believe it. I put my fingers in my ears and my hands over my eyes, but reality is reality. If you're going to deal with a problem, you got to see it for what it is. This is not just bumbling incompetence. This is a very willful, very destructive thing. And anybody that you hear out there screaming 4 more years has been dropped seriously on their head if they've seen this.
Oh, God. I know. Dave, listen, thanks. Good to hear from you. Hope to hear from you again. Take care, sir. I was cruising around Democratic Underground's website, their discussion boards, and found one writer's suggestion of what's going to be this election cycle's October surprise. And during one of the breaks, I was reading into it, reading the comments from some of the people, but reading the suggestion. I believe it comes from the original scenario comes from a writer in Florida, but an attack on Iran, a joint attack by the United States and Israel, a preemptive attack on Iran based on Iran is developing nuclear weapons. We're not going to let it happen. Now, the fact is, we have, what's it been, the past 30, 60 days, have transferred, either sold or provided the money so Israel could buy 500 of these so-called bunker buster bombs, is 500 of them. Now, I don't know if the bunker busters are 500 pounds, 1,000, or 2,000. I believe they're the 2,000-pound bombs, the ones that we dropped on the caves in Afghanistan that caused earthquakes but didn't mash Osama bin Laden. A preemptive attack on Iran. Now, this is what the Project for the New American Century, this is what the neocons have been pushing for, not just Iraq, but Iran, too. The idea is to control that entire a Central Asian crescent, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq. Control it all to and load it with U.S. military bases so that when the time comes, we can drop nukes on China and wipe out maybe 300-500 million people, just incinerate them to prevent the Chinese from going after the same oil that we will have. So the October surprise may turn out to be a joint military assault, aerial assault, not land troops, aerial assault on Iran, where targeted will be whatever nuclear facilities they have built or in the process of building and their leadership. There's one problem, as I see it. Iran has a population of what? 50, 60 million people. It has not been operating under 12 years of sanctions. It has a military that would make Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard look like a bunch of kindergartners. And an attack on Iran, unless we kill all 55 million people, will guarantee that our troops in Iraq will then face probably waves, human waves of assault, just like our soldiers got in Korea during the Korean War. Human waves of Chinese came boiling out of China and across the 38th parallel, and we almost got pushed into the sea. But the Chinese understood that Harry Truman would use nuclear weapons if they didn't back off, and the U.S. military fought their way out of it. So I don't know. This is dangerous time. When you have a crazy man who thinks God talks to him in the White House, and he's surrounded by robots who are being told what to do by neocons, you have a dangerous situation. And you have a media that refuses to do their job. Absolutely refuses. Now, at MediaMatters.org, which is the David Brock website, he mentions today, in the hour following the October 13th presidential debate between Bush and Kerry, MSNBC's coverage, the analysis after the debate, four of the first five guests on the program were supporters of Bush. The second Kerry supporter was not interviewed until exactly an hour after the debate had concluded. The four guests that came on immediately, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, Bush campaign senior advisor Karen Hughes, Rudy Giuliani, and White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett. Now, here's a cause and effect question for you. Was that the cause of or the effect of the fact that legislation enacted this week provides $137 billion in tax cuts for corporations, and one company alone, General Electric, will receive $8 billion in tax cuts, despite the fact that last year it earned over $15 billion. What's the connection? General Electric owns NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, all of the NBC affiliates, but the owned and operated stations. NBC is owned by General Electric. General Electric is the number one, numero uno on the planet, weapons manufacturer and purveyor of death. So, is this a cause for MSNBC? Putting four out of five of the guests after the debate were Republicans, or is it an effect? You don't have to answer. It just caught my attention. $8 billion in tax cuts. General Electric, a company that last year earned $15 billion. Like, they need $8 billion, don't they? Yeah, sure they do. And then MSNBC, owned by General Electric. Oh, well, you know the drill.
Let the weapons flow. Destabilize the Middle East. Enrich the CEO. Lie down, people. Lay down your Bill of Rights. Tell James Madison we had to let
those amendments go.
As if Halloween wasn't scary enough, it's just 2 days before the election. Let's not get tricked again. Let Northern Sun supply your election year costume. Northern Sun has been supplying the left with anti-creep merchandise for over 25 years. Northern Sun has hundreds of t-shirts, buttons, stickers, and other products. Get an anti-Bush t-shirt for yourself and your pumpkin. Sizes from kid small to adult 3X. How about an anti-Bush yard sign? The perfect antidote to right-wing evildoers. Do you want to get the monsters out of the White House? Visit NorthernSun.com and get a sticker, poster, or flag to help rid us of those scary ghouls. Don't wait until Bush's head spins around and he throws up on the Constitution. Go to NorthernSun.com and get the merchandise to help exorcise those demons. Can't reach the web because your computer's infected by the ghost of John Ashcroft? Call Northern Sun at 800-258-8579 and get a free catalog. No bones about it. Northern Sun has the merchandise you need to help drive away those right-wing wolves in Washington. Go to NorthernSun.com while there's still time.
Remember when you didn't recycle? Now there's a new way you can take action for the environment. You can curb your global warming impact with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You'll help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution for you. Discover how you can offset the impact of your energy use wherever you live, work, or learn. It's inexpensive and easy. You don't have to install anything or carry any bins. Sign up for Wind Builders today. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826. Or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
You know what I can't stand, and this is the stock and trade of the right-wing punditocracy? The backhanded compliment centering around John Edwards today. He's a world-class litigator, trial lawyer, pocketed millions and millions of dollars. It's that childish, let me pretend I'm paying him a compliment while trying to propagandize you. That's how dumb I think you are.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1. Well, it's your first day of waiting tables. Let's make sure you're ready. You have your apron and your tie.
Do I really have to wear this?
Yes, here's your name tag.
Got it.
You need an order pad. Here are today's specials.
Is that it?
Did you punch in?
Yes.
Oh, one more thing. Wear this gas mask.
It doesn't really go with the tie.
No, seriously, wear it.
You want me to wear a gas mask while I work?
Trust me, you're going to need it. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Tina, and I'll be your server today. Would you like to hear about our specials?
With every breath of secondhand smoke, you and the average restaurant worker inhale 4,000 chemicals.
We're dying to serve you.
You have the right to breathe clean air. Take a stand and support smoke-free workplaces.
Hi, I'm Tina, and I'll be your server today.
Every Wisconsin worker should have the right to breathe clean air. This message, sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services.
The abuse of Earth's natural resources has created a storm that many animals and their habitats cannot weather. Help World Wildlife Fund give them shelter from the storm.
Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
You can protect animals and the places where they live by ordering a free World Wildlife Fund action kit. Call 1-800-CALL-WWF or visit worldwildlife.org. Together, we can leave our children a living planet.
Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Drugs, including some common prescription and over-the-counter medications, can also impair driving. Some medications, like antihistamines and anti-anxiety drugs, may affect your driving skills by inducing drowsiness or excitability, or by altering reaction time. You may be impaired and not even know it. To avoid driving while impaired, check all of your medicine labels before driving. For more, talk to your doctor or visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from the mic, 92.1.
Twenty-two past the hour, our good friend Dave. Our good friend Greg Ballas will be here pretty soon. Dave is calling from Orange County, California. Got everybody's name twisted up there. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
You know, your personal opinion, your personal theory about the complicity of the Bush administration in 9/11 was buried deep in my heart, and I just did not want to believe that.
I know.
I think it may well be that they didn't anticipate the severity of 9/11, that how really horrific it was going to be. That, you know, maybe an attack on a playground would happen, and then they'd be able to, you know, implement their plans.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm wondering is, you think we'll ever find the smoking gun that the Bush administration, which of course is made up largely of oil industry executives, wanted to destabilize the Middle East to get those record high gas prices that we've got right now?
I don't think we will, at least not in your and my lifetime, Dave. I don't know. Maybe your kids, my kids, your grandkids, my grandkids, or maybe even further, maybe never. You know, there are a lot of intelligent, well-thinking people who are still convinced that the assassination of John Kennedy was more than it was reported to be by the Warren Commission report and subsequent investigations, all of which, when unusual information was turned up, it was always debunked, and we were always told, nah, never mind. So we're left with Lee Harvey Oswald took a cheap mail-order gun and assassinated the President of the United States. As far as what happened on 9/11, I honestly do not believe, until such time as this country matures, until we are no longer whiny asses who talk about whether or not somebody's gay, until we get to the point where we are mature, where we can handle self-criticism, till we get to the point where we realize that torturing prisoners of war, as we have done in four different parts of the world that we know of, that is not kosher. That's not what you do when you're a civilized country. If we ever get to those levels, then maybe we'll be mature enough to understand that we have had a very dark period in our history that was led by an absolutely excruciatingly incompetent and maliciously criminal crime family, and that would be the Bush family. I don't know if we'll ever get to that point.
I wonder about their incompetence. I really do think that the destabilization of the Middle East was on their agenda.
I think so. When I say incompetence, I mean you'd think that if a crime family had a master plan where they're going to destabilize the Middle East and destabilize Central Asia in order to get natural resources, that they would at least be competent enough to keep the people back home quiet, subdued, happy. In other words, they would provide jobs, they would take care of the environment, they would make sure there's health care. You know, they would throw the proletariat back here a few bones that we could gnaw on so we wouldn't pay attention to their overseas adventures.
But they didn't
do that. That's why I call them incompetent.
But none of that has to do with the profit motive.
Well, that's true, but you don't make profit back here, not the kind of profit the Bush crime family and the Bin Laden family and the Saudi royal family are used to making. The profit they're used to making is in the billions. Now, you can make a little profit back here by kickbacks and under-the-table payoffs from the pharmaceutical industry and maybe the domestic oil industry and the insurance industry, but if you want the big bucks, you have to go wipe out entire countries, destabilize countries, murder civilian populations, and take over oil fields and natural gas fields, then you're into the big money.
Yeah. There's one other thing I just wanted to mention. I've heard you and Janine Garofalo and some of the other Air America hosts. By the way, you guys got to get an LA station.
Yes, we do.
This stuff is just ridiculous.
But anyway,
I've heard you guys say that you don't understand people who support Bush.
Yes, that's correct.
There was a fantastic article in The New Yorker, probably about a month, maybe a month and a half ago.
I think I read that. I subscribe to New Yorker, one of my favorite magazines. I think I read that about the mind frame or the mind freeze of Bush supporters. I think I read that.
It had to do with the percentage of the population that is really politically astute, and how the people who aren't get their cues and get their information and get their opinions from the elite, from the media, and just from their friends, and just from general impressions.
Well, maybe I missed that.
Something like only 10% of the population really has a political philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Air America listeners, certainly, I'm sure, but there's just a whole bunch of people out there who, you know, make up their minds when they get into the polling booth.
Yeah, absolutely true. All right, thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for tuning into the program, all right?
Sure thing.
All right, sir, you take care. Ilona, is it Ilona or Ilona? Ilona, calling from Ohio. Hi, Ilona.
Hi, glad to talk to you.
My pleasure. What's up?
First, I want to tell you what my husband told me to tell you.
He
said, you are like a cold glass of water in the desert.
Ilona, I've got a break here, and let me put you on hold. I'll pick you up either on the other side of the break or after I've had a chance to talk with Greg Pallas. For everybody to listen to, whichever comes first, okay? Just by the unluck of the draw, you got the phone call going into the break, and I have to leave you here for a little while, okay?
Okay, I'll wait a little while.
Okay, Ilona. All right, quick break. I understand Greg Pallas is in the house. He's in the house. We'll talk to him in a moment as soon as we come back after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. Yippee! I'm going to be on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
We here at the Mike 92.1 are proud to welcome Air America's Mike Malloy to Madison's Progressive Talk. You've been listening to us, and we've been listening to you. Mike Malloy is now on the Mike 92.1. Weeknights from 9 to midnight, we are committed to giving you what you want. Thank you for making us the fastest growing radio station in the state. Stay tuned and stay in touch with Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
New technology is helping many parents become better informed. For example, Bob Watkins knew something was bothering his 13-year-old stepdaughter. She had been a straight-A student, but her grades were falling, and she was spending more and more time on the Internet. Through an inexpensive software program, Watkins was able to record everything his daughter was doing on the Internet. What he discovered was shocking. His stepdaughter was getting inappropriate messages from her 37-year-old middle school teacher. The software, called Spectre, discreetly recorded every email, every chat conversation, every instant message, every website, and every keystroke typed. It had recorded the emails and chat conversations between the girl and her teacher, who was arrested and convicted. More information is available on Spectre by visiting www.spectrepro.com or by calling 1-888-621-1143.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's a familiar yet shocking story. According to the National Safety Council, over 43,000 people die in the U.S. each year in traffic crashes. But many of these deaths could have been prevented. Driving while impaired is a leading cause of car crashes, but alcohol is not the only problem. Often overlooked is drug-impaired driving. Drug-impaired driving is not just a result of illegal substances, but can also be caused by prescriptions and over-the-counter medications like antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications. These medications may affect your driving skills by inducing drowsiness or excitability, or by altering reaction times. You may be impaired and not even know it. The National Safety Council encourages Americans to take steps to protect themselves and their loved ones. Talk to your healthcare provider or pharmacist to learn the side effects of the medication you're taking. Carefully read your medication's warning labels. Ask your doctor about non-impairing alternatives. Don't take more than the recommended dose. Each of us has a responsibility to keep ourselves and others safe on the roads. For more about drug-impaired driving, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day is important, but it's sometimes easier said than done with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for young children to get one of those 5 servings. And introducing 100% juice in the daycare and elementary school years is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's.
A new day in talk radio. Common sense. From the left side of the dial. The Mic, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Twenty-six before the hour. This Sunday, that's the day after tomorrow, at East Village's Cinemas Theater One in New York City, 181st 2nd Avenue near 12th Street. There's going to be a premiere showing of Bush Family Fortunes, the best democracy money can buy. It's a documentary put together by Greg Palast, and most of the people listening to this network are familiar with Greg. Some of our people will be hosting it. Janine Garofalo, Randy Rhodes, and Sam Cedar will be there. And then afterwards will be a panel discussion. Greg Palast, John MacArthur from Harper's Magazine, and Jeremy Scahill from Democracy Now! You can get tickets for this. You need to go to Greg's website, and you get all the information that you need. GregPalast.com. And joining us right now from, I believe, where are you, Greg, in Florida?
Scene of the crime, Florida.
Yeah, welcome to the program. I was reading Krugman's column this morning, and, you know, I subscribe to 3 magazines, New Yorker, Harper's, and The Nation, and I understand coming next week in Harper's, you have an article that talks about the felon list that you were the first person on the planet to write about in Florida that tipped the scales of the election. That felon list has not been corrected, and in fact, the people who are trying to get off of it are being put through Kafka-esque hoops, hurdles, I believe is the way Krugman put it today.
Yes, in fact, yeah, there's a couple things, and yeah, so for those who haven't followed my reporting, and I do want to warn you that the local congresswoman, Ms. Harris, Catherine Harris, says that Greg Palast is twisted and maniacal.
Yes, you are.
And which I'm not saying no, but that doesn't mean my reporting is inaccurate. For BBC television,
right.
And for the Guardian papers when I was in Britain, I uncovered that, you know, before the election, Kate Harris and the Jebster,
right,
First Bro, knocked off, as it turned out, targeted 93,000 94,000 voters,
mm-hmm,
as felons, criminals who can't vote. It turns out they were almost to a one innocent, illegal voters. They just happened to be, voting while black, which is their crime for most of them, and voting while Democratic. As it turns out, the list was about 4-1 Democrats, by the way.
Right.
So, what is the crime here? So then this was not covered in the U.S. media. This is covered at BBC London, on the front page of the Guardian paper. I wrote it up. And then, and of course, on your show, Mike Malloy, when on your old network.
Yeah, we were the first ones to talk about this.
That's right, first network program ever. And,
yeah,
in the United States. I mean, it was all over the rest of the planet. That's why, you know, everyone's saying, how come they don't like George? Well, he wasn't elected. But then this year, at the prodding of Jesse Jackson, CNN began to pick up the story and got some mainstream coverage about the new Florida felon purge of this year, another 47,000 names. Mm-hmm. And then the media folded its tents when Jeb said it's all corrected. It ain't. They didn't check.
Right.
They didn't check the old list. 94,000 names is still hunting down the black voter and eliminating them. In fact, I'm down here in Tampa because we've got a voter here that you'll see in the film Bush Family Fortune. Unlike our president, the guy served, Willie Steen's his name, he served honorably in the military for 4 years.
Right.
In the Gulf War, African American, of course, works in a hospital. Even the state says officially, we know this man is innocent. They've said so. They've identified him. He can't vote yet. They're going to get it straightened out, they say, sometimes, too. You know, not this election. Remember, he's been on the list 4 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So that's the beginning. And Paul Krugman, in today's Times, has kind of broken the omerta about this issue. And he will also be next week picking up on the rest of the story, which, of course, you can then read in Harper's. The full story, which is about how they're just not counting black votes in Florida.
Well, you know, it's not all of a sudden. It's taken 4 years, but the rock you turned over has revealed all sorts of multi-legged, crawly things that don't like the daylight. Look what's going on in Nevada, in Oregon, in New Hampshire, in Ohio, in Wisconsin, and now Florida. I mean, Jesus, Greg, these people don't even try to disguise, these people being Republican Party operatives, they don't even try to disguise what they're doing anymore. They say they're registering voters, and whoever registers Democrat winds up in the trash. They intimidate people.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just doesn't quite seem the thing to do. You know what I'm saying? But it's.
Well, they don't want anyone to make a mistake and elect the wrong guy.
This thing has metastasized, though. This is like, I mean, what are you going to do? You're a one-man revealing team. Nobody listened.
No, I'm actually not a one-man team. This is one thing I want to make clear. Greg Palast is actually a group of people, large international group of investigators supported by a not-for-profit network, BBC Television and The Guardian Papers, which is also a not-for-profit organization.
Well, it's good to know that you have an organization. I was starting to think you were supernatural.
I'm just the front nose on the camera. But you have to understand, it's really expensive to do this type of investigative reporting. In fact, I mean, 60 Minutes contacted me and they said, well, I said, how do you find the innocent people? You got all these lists. You have to make all, you know, you, it looks like you might have to make, you know, hundreds of phone calls. I said, yes. You have to, how many hours do you have to spend on this? And Lenny Von Eckert, who is one of our investigators, said that she'd been just told 60 Minutes that she was just up 70 hours straight pouring through the new film list. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's very expensive. And, you know, a lot of work and very expensive. It just ain't going to happen on a U.S. commercial, you know, television network. It ain't happening. And so, you know, that's why, in fact, so you ask what can we do, that's why we got this film, Bush Family Fortunes. That's not only a theft of the elections. It's all those, what you get on Bush Family Fortunes are all those, in the new film from BBC, is all those original BBC investigative reports on which Fahrenheit 9-1-1 is based. So for all of those knuckleheads, you know, your goofy brother-in-law from Utah, the Republican, he says, well, you know, Michael Moore stuff is baloney, it's partisan, it's polemics, whatever. Okay. You want ready for the hard stuff? Show them Bush Family Fortunes, the original reports with the hard information. I mean, it's not unfun, and by the way, we will have the New York premiere Sunday night with the Air America gang.
Yeah.
Monday in Washington, D.C. at Howard University with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun by itself.
Who got she's not reelected yet, but she's going to roll over.
Yeah, she's just about.
She's got a token Republican against her.
And, you know, the so that'll be around. But the main thing is, and I have to say the New York premiere may be sold out, so I don't want to hold anyone hope of seeing the gang there Sunday. But you can go to gregpalace.com and watch a clip of the film. If it doesn't get you mad, then you ain't awake.
Give us just a little taste here. What's the most revealing thing, if there is a most revealing thing, that the viewers will see in Bush Family Fortunes? I would imagine there's a whole stack of things, but what would you say?
There's a bunch. Okay, just one more on the election that's in the film, because you've heard my felon purge story. Now that's getting
right,
out.
Right.
But it's like the disappearance of the ballots, okay? 179,855 ballots in Florida in the year 2000 were cast and not counted. Poof. An election decided by 500 votes. 180,000 votes just gone, right? And they were voided, spoiled. And you don't spoil a vote by leaving it out of the fridge, Mike. There's all kinds of technical reasons why they decided not to count the ballot or couldn't get a vote out of the ballot. Forget hanging chads and all this junk. Okay, as it turns out, I turned over evidence to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. They really followed up. These guys are terrific. Put the best demographers on it. They said, golly gee, the 180,000 votes in the dumpster, about 54%, if you go by the demographics of precincts, about 54% were cast by African Americans. Now, who did they vote for?
Oh, Pat
Bing,
Buchanan.
Time's up.
Yeah.
So basically, if you figure the votes thrown in the dumpster cast by African Americans, the exit polls were correct.
That's right.
It is an epidemic nationwide. I'm doing something else. So you'll find out in film. You'll find also, you know, when Mike Moore talks about the Saudi connection, right, and the Bush Bin Laden connection, what you're going to see is me in front of the FBI. I got a document from inside the FBI, marked secret, confidential, not marked, it's just a secret 199I, which means national security,
right,
in which it indicates that FBI agents were not allowed to go after the Bin Laden, two of the members of the Bin Laden family in the USA until September 13th, 2001. Now, we showed that at the top of the nightly news in BBC. You'll see it in the film Bush Family Fortune. Why weren't guys allowed to go after the Bin Ladens in America? I know they're all supposed to be, you know, we have the black sheep Osama, we got the white sheep in America, because we know they're white sheep because they gave money to the Bush family.
Right.
But the FBI thought that there were a couple gray sheep, and they weren't allowed to investigate them until after the attack.
Well, there must be a reason for that, Greg.
Well, I got to tell you. So, yeah, so we talked to agents who are obviously this stuff comes to, you know, I say that things walk out of file cabinets, but things don't grow legs. Obviously, you have disgruntled agents who talk to us.
Right.
And you'll get in the film, like, the specifics of how our president became a millionaire in the oil business, never struck oil, but drilled successfully into the bank accounts of the Bin Ladens.
Yes, he did, and I would imagine also wasn't the first person to bail him out of Arbusto? Wasn't that a Bin Laden family member?
Well, it was the financial advisor to the Bin Laden family, James R. Bass, who, by the way, was the guy who got kicked out of the Air Guard, who got his wings stripped.
Right.
The same simultaneously with his bar buddy, George W.
Isn't that interesting? Hey, Greg, I've got to take a quick break here.
Sure.
Just stay. Don't leave. We'll come back and talk. We'll come back and talk some more. We're talking with Greg Palace. I'm Mike Malone on Air America Radio.
To lubricate the red, white, and blue.
For a place to attack, why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do. Oh,
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil. To lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Everybody,
I'd go.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
This week on MotherJones.com, American soldiers are speaking out against the Iraq war, and some are refusing to fight.
Soldier-led groups like Iraq Veterans Against the War are springing up, and today, 54% of military households oppose the war. Some soldiers are even fleeing to Canada as refugees. Read about it in a special report on MotherJones.com, featuring interviews with soldiers at the forefront of the movement against the war. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Now, apparently on international flights in first class, you get real knives and you're closer to the cockpit, so have at it. But we arrested Kat Stevens today, who is a supporter of Muslim charities, as well as the founder of the Stop Confusing Me with Harry Chapin and Jim Croce Society. So I feel safer.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Coming this fall, they're out to get you. Nobody's safe. It's Attack of the Right Wing Zombies, starring Brett Davis. Brett Davis was a Republican insider helping the GOP pass their radical agenda. Then things got worse.
Brett, ever since you started getting all that special interest money, you've changed. Brett, what's happening to you?
Now, Brett Davis is our right-wing zombie. Slave to the corporate special interests, minion to the rich and powerful, and desperate to join the other right-wing zombies in Madison who voted to cut corporate taxes by $9 million while voting to raise co-pays on prescription drugs, raise taxes on farmers, and cut education benefits for veterans coming home from Iraq. Brett Davis, right-wing zombie.
Paid for by Americans for a Brighter Tomorrow, Inc.
Parents know the importance of eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. But that's something easier said than done, particularly with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for children to get one of those five servings. Recent studies have shown that white grape juice is a gentle juice for young stomachs, so it makes a great place to start. And introducing 100% grape juice in the daycare and elementary school years, when you have the most control over your child's diet, is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's. For more information about health tips and the benefits of 100% juice, check out www.5aday.com and www.welches.com.
Kiwi was my baby sister. She loved pink. We were playing with her dolls. I found a gun in the drawer. It went off. I made Kaylee go away. I hate me.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
9 before the hour, we are talking with documentary filmmaker, author, and investigative journalist Greg Palast. And again, coming up, you're right, it may be sold out at East Village Cinemas, the Theater One, at 2nd Avenue near 12th Street this Sunday night. But if there are still some tickets left, how do people get those?
Hit www.gregpalace.com.
Okay.
And it says for New York Preview, and there's also the Washington Preview, but the New York Preview with the Air America hosts. And you'll get that, or you can just, you know, get the DVD, watch it at home, and turn on Mike.
There you go.
He'll host it for you.
Hey, how long can you stick around tonight?
Well, let's... okay. How about if we go another half hour or so?
Okay, that would work. That would work great because okay. I've got some folks that want to ask some questions, and I think this would be a good time to start. All right, you want to
okay.
take some questions?
Yeah.
All right, Dale is calling from Louisville, Tennessee. Dale, welcome to the program. Say hi to Greg Palace.
Well, hi, Greg.
Hey, Dale.
This problem down in Florida. I've heard them talking about provisional ballots. But from what you're saying, that doesn't sound like that's going to do any good since the fellow still isn't registered to vote. What do you think about having some sort of receipt, like you get at Kroger, you know, you vote, you get your receipt, they give you, here's who you voted for? I mean, it doesn't have to be a secret ballot, does it? I mean, you can tell people or actually take your receipt and brag
well,
that you won.
I'm sorry, Dale. I'm going to have to turn your name over to Mr. Ashcroft and Jeff Bush.
Oh, no. I'm already in
now
trouble
figured
for doing
out one way to try to make the system more honest, and there's a problem with that. The one thing you're going to find out, you're assuming that these guys want to fix the system. They want it fixed, but they don't want to fix it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, for example, Jeb Bush was told by a group of experts that he put together one of those blue ribbon panels, and they said, listen, man, Mr. Governor, whatever you do, don't put in computers because they have a terrible error rate. Put in paper ballots. In Florida, the error rate for computers is 1,000% higher than for paper ballots with scanners. 1,000% higher. Also, the computers cost 8 times as much as paper ballots with scanners. So why would the governor move to a machine which has many more errors and costs a whole lot more unless he liked the errors? See, they like the errors. And the answer is, and you'll see like in the upcoming Harper's article, that the additional errors caused by computers versus paper is going to probably give Mr. Bush another 27,000 votes to just start off with in southern Florida. They kind of like those areas because of the places that those computers are put are in Democratic areas. You know, it's interesting. In the Republican areas, you don't have computers.
Oh, really? This is not statewide, Greg?
No. And no.
Well, it's not like here in Georgia. Then here in Georgia, everything now is computerized. Every precinct.
Good luck to you.
Yeah,
so,
really.
Yeah. So no, they don't want it now. Now I have to tell you that while it, you know, in a third world nation like Florida, you can't have a. They said they couldn't do computers with printed paper receipts. Whereas in a more advanced nation, Venezuela, they just held an election with computers with printed receipts.
Right.
Okay. What do you mean by receipt? Now, of course, you go to a 7-Eleven, you get a Slurpee, and you get a receipt. You vote for president, you get nothing, right? But what we mean by receipt is that they print a ballot, which you then put in a box, in a ballot box. So, in effect, you got two votes that can be matched against each other. You suspect the computer vote, crack the box, read the paper ballots, which are printed out.
Yeah, but, Greg, that would mean there would be a paper trail. Things could be proved.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what I'm saying, is that you know, Dale has his heart's in the right place, but he's just not with the new program.
Well, let me tell you what happened in my hometown. The last time in the United States when when citizens actually took up arms against the government and won was in Athens, Tennessee in 1946. And it was over the incumbents trying to steal the election. They ended up bombing the jail and arresting the sheriff. This was national news at the time.
Interesting.
Well, hear that, Sheriff Ashcroft?
No, I forgot his name. It was Cantrell or something like that. I remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you can't do that now. I mean, you can't. But that was what they did to solve
the
problem.
Well, theoretically, you couldn't do it in 1946 either. Sedition is sedition. Now, it would be even worse. I mean, if you think those thoughts now, Dale, it's sedition.
So.
Yeah. Dale, let me move on. I got a bunch of people want to question, ask questions of Greg. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks for letting me on.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. Ron is calling from Davis, California. Ron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Monica. I just want to say first, may the non-existent cloud being bless your ruthless intensity. Don't let up, man.
All right.
You're light out there. Greg, Hugh, I want to hip you to a book. Maybe you, by the way, I'm 64, so I outrank both you guys. Have you read a book by Louis Fisher? It just came out. It's republished, called Presidential War Power.
I have not read it.
Nope. Missed that
okay.
one.
I would really, really recommend this because I've been researching the hell out of, for about the last 3 or 4 years, the War Powers Resolution Act passed in 1973.
Right.
And it's never been tested by the Supreme Court to be constitutional, and it's used by Republicans as a legal justification for presidential acts, or, you know, where the president throws up a resolution and the Senate just falls back and votes up, votes yea or nay. In other words, they do not declare; they just have no spine.
Well, Rod, I understand what you're saying, but you are again assuming that this is an administration that would have a grand respect for the law, so that if we corrected the law, that they wouldn't break it. I mean, one of the things that I wanted to add, in fact, which gets us to Iraq, that we do have in the film Bush Family Fortunes that we put on BBC television, were the secret plans, and we got a 101-page document, a secret plan for dividing up all the assets of Iraq. Now,
can you hold that thought?
Yeah.
Can you hold that thought, Greg?
Sure.
And Ron, let me have you pick up the rest of this off the air. We got a major break here. We'll come back, take some more phone calls, and continue the conversation with Greg Palace, who will stick around for until he gets bored, I guess. We'll talk about the secret plan for dividing assets in Iraq when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
The Guardian newspaper, also British. And they know what's going on in other people's backyards. Whereas here, nobody knows what's going on in anybody else's backyard. And that's why we don't mind peeing on their trees. If my dog came and took a dump in your backyard, you'd be pretty pissed. What if I didn't know about it? Wouldn't bother me.
The Randy Rhoads Show. 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike. 92.1.
My brother Omar was 8 years old when he died. He had a hole in his tummy. A bullet hit him. The gun came from the garage. I was just playing. I didn't mean to shoot Daddy's gun.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
It's talk radio from the left side of the dial. The Mike 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. One nursing home director in Boston calls it a public health crisis. As flu vaccine season approaches, it's a common theme across the country as there just isn't enough vaccine to go around. CNN Radio's Jim Roop reports Los Angeles County is canceling 200 flu shot clinics scheduled for next week.
That word sends hundreds to local pharmacy clinics to hopefully receive America's most precious commodity, the flu vaccine. Many have been lined up for hours, only to find that the pharmacy runs out of vaccine.
I think it's insane. I really do. I think it's wrong. There's something wrong with the system.
Those who have gotten their shot, however, sing a different tune.
We've been with some very good friends and made good friends, and time has gone pretty fast, actually.
Some 500 seniors have been lined up here for hours, some overnight. Nearly 250 are turned away. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Medical personnel in some states are being threatened with fines and even prison time if they administer flu shots to people who are not in high-risk categories. The FDA now says none of the vaccine produced by Chiron in their British plant can be used. Defense Department officials are investigating whether members of a reservist union in Iraq broke military code when they failed to take part in a refueling mission. The military says the 19 reservists were ordered to deliver fuel to a dangerous area just north of Baghdad, but some soldiers refused to take part. Another day on the campaign trail and another visit to battleground states. President Bush campaigned Friday in both Iowa and Wisconsin, promoting his efforts on education. Senator John Kerry was also in Wisconsin telling supporters about his economic plans. Kerry will travel on to Ohio as well. CNN's latest analysis of the Electoral College shows Kerry is closing the gap, although Mr. Bush would still win if the election was held right now. It's the only state in the nation where the mailbox has replaced the ballot box. Voters in Oregon have begun receiving their ballots through the mail. This is CNN Radio News.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. For a free sample of the Tempur-Sleep material, call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
Remember all the great soul music from the 60s, that special sound you grew up with? Madness Entertainment presents Soul Legends, the very best collection of soul music now available. 22 songs in all with an incredible 20 top 10 hits. That's right, you get the four tops. Stevie Wonder. And so many more. It's the greatest music ever. Bring back those great times in your life. Get Soul Legends on two CDs now. Available where all fine music is sold.
Even as planes from U.S. Airways remain in the sky, the long-term future of the bankrupt air carrier is in doubt. A federal judge has approved an agreement to extend financing, but that money only lasts until mid-January. It's not an easy time in the airline industry right now, according to Mark Gerchek. He's the director of the George Washington University Aviation Graduate Program.
Things are very tough and getting tougher. This is not a game for the faint of heart.
U.S. Airways is drawing from loans, many supported by the government, that were secured last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finally closed the day on the rise. The Dow gained 43 points, but still finished Friday below the 10,000 mark, closing at 99.37. The S&P 500 also picked up ground, gaining 5 points. Angry workers at a General Motors plant in Germany are striking back. They staged a walkout in protest of GM's plans to cut 12,000 jobs across Europe. Some 10,000 jobs in Germany alone could be lost, and a plant could be closed as well. This is news from CNN Radio. It's just what Major League Baseball dreamed of, a mid-October Friday night playoff matchup between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. The only problem? Rain. Game 3 of the American League Championship Series in Boston has been rained out. Baseball Executive Vice President Sandy Alderson.
Even if we'd been able to start at 8:20, we were looking at, we needed a window of about 3.5 hours. And considering what we think is coming in and won't clear out until about 1 or 2 in the morning.
The game has been rescheduled for Saturday. Game 3 of the National League Championship Series will also be played Saturday in Houston between the Astros and the St. Louis Cardinals. After 1 week in prison, convicted felon Martha Stewart has written an open letter that was posted on her website. Stewart compares the West Virginia prison to, quote, an old-fashioned college campus without the freedom. An attorney defending Michael Jackson is taking a temporary leave from the case. Steve Cochran will continue to collaborate with the four other lawyers on Jackson's defense team. I'm Andy Flick. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
If somebody went to Harvard, you'll know about it within the first 5 sentences of some type of conversation. They never will say they just went to college or university. There will be a reason to say that it's Harvard, in the same way that no one describes their Porsche just as such, a car. They have to tell you what it is, and it's as annoying as anyone who just got back from Europe.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
120 feet of rope that takes you from a hovering chopper to the ground below in 7.5 seconds. Hoo-ah! The Army National Guard is
your team.
You face the tough challenges together and succeed because your team is there to push you toward your goal.
Hoo-ah!
Join our team on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can!
Sponsored by the Wisconsin National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Best of morning, citizen!
Now, Mike Malloy. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We are talking with documentary filmmaker and journalist and just on and on. Author, writer, investigative journalist, Greg Palast. If you haven't got a ticket yet, you might be able to still get one this Sunday, day after tomorrow. East Village Cinemas and Theater 1 on 2nd Avenue near 12th Street. Bush Family Fortunes, a New York premiere, sponsored by Harper's Magazine. Bush Family Fortunes, the best money, best democracy money can buy. And some of our gang will be there. Janine Garofalo, Randy Rhodes, and Sam Cedar will be the hosts for this. So go to gregpalast.com. See if you can still get tickets. If you can't, find out where it's going to be playing, where you can see this or get the CD. You can pick up the CD, I believe, now, right, Greg?
Yep, this is a DVD, of course.
Or a DVD, I'm sorry.
Film. And of Bush Family Fortunes from BBC Television. And it also has extra goodies like all these documents that I flash up. See, unlike, I'm kind of like Joe McCarthy. I always say, I have a document here.
I have a list of names.
I have the documents. And so I put the documents on the DVD as like one of those little bonus things. So you can actually see what this stuff is about. You know?
That's great. Now, right before the break, you were explaining to Ron, who'd called in from California, I believe, the secret plan for dividing assets in Iraq. What's up there?
It ain't cute. It started a couple weeks after the inauguration. They hadn't even returned the reticent tuxes yet, and they were already carving up Mesopotamia. You'll see the oil maps of Iraq, which are now battlefields, which Dick Cheney was reviewing with the with oil company executives. And in addition, you'll see the 101-page document, which they talk about selling off every one of Iraq's state assets, and it says, quote, especially the oil. And I think one of the more fun parts of an otherwise, you know, grim regime review in Bush Family Fortunes is we were going back at BBC looking for clips of the beginning of the war. And there was Ari Fleischer at the White House in front of the presidential seal announcing the beginning of Operation Iraqi Liberation, O-I-L.
O-I-L, I remember that.
You got it right there.
Yeah, they changed that real quick, didn't they?
Well, what happened was obviously Karl Rove figured out how to spell, looked at O-I-L and immediately changed it to OIF, OIF, Operation Iraqi Freedom, OIF. But we got him. We got it on tape, O-I-L.
That's going to be good. That's going to be great to see. Let me ask you something. Kind of take a different direction here. It is being suggested by folks who should know that on November 2nd we're going to have probably the largest turnout of voters either in the history of this country or for a long time in our recent history.
You think
that's going to happen? You think we might get over 60% of Americans go to the polls?
We're going to have in Florida last time, believe it or not, we had 80% of registered. We're looking at towards 90% of registered voters in these swing states. And now that doesn't mean that their votes are going to be counted. And here's one of the big problems. This is no joke. That in African-American areas, one of the little dumb, dumbass tricks that they're pulling, another Jebster stunt, is to simply not have enough ballots, simply not have enough people running the polls, so that they're backed up out the doors. I mean, in Jacksonville last time, people waited 3 and 4 hours to vote in black districts. In the country club neighborhoods, it's just like every other service that those people have. There's plenty of servants running around saying, "Your ballot, sir."
Yeah.
But in the African-American neighborhoods, they have a very simple thing. They just don't put enough poll workers in polling places and booths, and so people have to wait. We're looking at now, NAACP and Corn Brown are looking at things like waiting. People are going to have to decide to wait 5 and 6 hours. So we're telling people, do early voting, not the absentee ballot stuff, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking early. And by the way, no absentee ballots, that's not going to save you from computers. There couldn't be anything worse, Mike. Can I please warn people about this?
Yeah, because there's been a lot of talk about doing absentee balloting.
Do not. Stay away. That's the biggest con out. They want you to pick up the absentee ballot. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your absentee ballot is?
Yeah, that's true.
It's mailed in. They are disappeared by the boatload. And for example, August 31, Madam Butterfly. Remember Teresa Lepore?
Oh, I do.
At Palm Beach elections?
Yes, Madam Butterfly. Said, the Butterfly ballot, yes.
And remember that they said, well, Madam Butterfly is a Democrat.
She's a Democrat.
Why complain? Well, by the way, she's now come out of the closet. She left the Democratic Party, and she's Jeb's political crony now.
Oh, no, you're kidding. Gosh, what a surprise.
What a, oh, shocked. And so she counted up the absentee ballots in her race on August 31st, just a few weeks ago, and there were she counted 37,000 votes. There were, however, only 31,000 absentee ballots cast.
Oh, my.
It was like fishes and loaves, Mike.
Yeah,
37,000 votes from 31,000 ballots. Now, of course...
This is faith-based voting, now, or vote counting.
and I got to tell you, it, you know, because I'd actually written beforehand that she was going to monkey with the... I actually printed beforehand she was going to monkey with the absentee ballots. So we were watching. Yeah. This is a... She doesn't even... One thing I will say, if she's going to join, like you know, the Bush family, you know, like the Corleones, you have to learn... You have to be a little more subtle. But here's the danger. If it had gone, that was easy to find. But if she'd gone the other way, if there had been 31,000 ballots, 37,000 ballots, and she counted only 31, in other words, mm-hmm. it's very easy to disappear.
Oh, sure.
Absentee ballots or disqualify them for monkey, you know, for baloney reasons. That's an invitation. You know, you're mailing in your vote. You know, it's like mailing in a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
No, go in early, right into the elections office. Vote there. If they give you any problems, then you can scream and you have time to correct it. November 2nd is going to be hellish. I'm telling you, all over the country, the computers are going to be going down. The voters are going to be backed up, especially in minority areas. The fight to vote is going to be a big one that day.
You know what is painful for me? I have to admit, more on an intellectual level, you know, after 400 years, black folk in this country, after all the struggles, after all the beatings and the lynchings and the slavery and the murders and the poison and everything, here we are in 2004, and still black folk are targeted to have the one basic right that should be inviolable in this country, and that's the right to vote. And it's just, I don't know how people of color do it. I don't know how black folk stand it. I swear to God, Greg, I would have a weapon in my hand, I'd be in the street, and I'd probably be shot down like a dog.
Well,
I just don't understand how they do it.
Believe it or not, there was a guy who did take a couple hostages last election. He just had it.
I must have missed that.
A voter that was a black voter that was frustrated in voting and grabbed mm-hmm. a couple hostages here in Florida. But you know what's happening? People are getting more energized. They say, yeah, they're going to steal 10% of the black votes, so we just have to have, you know, we have to have 10% more. So they are, I mean, it is absolutely amazing the energy in the African American community. But one thing you'll find is that they can vote as often as they want. They don't necessarily count their ballots. You'll see in Harper's the next week, and one of the things that Krugman will be reporting too with me, is that in Jacksonville, in the black neighborhood, in one single black neighborhood, one, precinct 7 through 10, 11,000 votes were voided.
Yeah.
11,000 votes, okay, in an election decided by 500. This is, and that's one neighborhood. So this is what is happening. And it's happening in, I mean, one of the places they're really targeting to wipe out the vote is, believe it or not, in Native American areas.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
talk
yeah,
about
yeah.
People that there's no one's defending, and no one even knows what the heck's happening there. Those votes are being just simply not counted.
Right. And this time, you know, emboldened, I would imagine, by what they were able to pull off last time, this time it's actually spilling into Caucasian territory. It's not just African Americans, not just Native Americans, not just Latinos, but guess what? Even Caucasians are starting to feel the whip this time, I understand.
That's right. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, it's very interesting. I just got off the phone with, you know, BBC London.
Right.
And they're saying... They're worried that we are going to be scooped on some of our stories. So you don't have to worry. You don't know, understand American news culture. You know, I mean,
scoop?
You know,
but
people
please.
Would be in Britain, people would be in the streets screaming. They're ripping up registration forms and not letting people vote. They're throwing away votes by hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
My God. I mean, I said, relax. It's not a story in America.
Yeah, that isn't
it's a non-story.
Isn't that sad?
You know, don't worry. We're not going to be scooped, unfortunately.
All right, listen, we have a break here, and then I've got some people who want to ask you questions. Can you stay a little bit longer?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, all right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. We're going to talk with Connie in Atlanta and Phyllis in Portland. They both have, Wiley in Columbia, Tennessee, and Marge in Indiana. Some questions here for Greg Palace, investigative journalist, filmmaker, documentary maker, writer, all-around good guy who... Talk to him now, because you never know if the Bush crime family out there, how much longer Greg will be a free man. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
In case they get tangled in a Revo web, no need to sweat, W. You can count on Brother Jeff. Uh-oh, and we better get Mako to fix this. Now leave it up to Thomas Scalia and Rehnquist. Got a blank ballot, absentee, you're overseas. Seminole will fill it in long as you're down with the GOP. And the WB.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Larry King here to tell you I'm getting more from my vitamin C. I'm getting the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and get more from your vitamin C. Take Ester C. E-S-T-E-R-C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C and now new Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon Lulldepine Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check. Put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
The Randy Road Show. There's no one else like her.
The weapon of mass destruction is Bush's mouth. Yes, it's right under his nose, the weapon. It's his mouth. His big, stupid, sneering, unbelievably mean mouth. Every time he opens his mouth, there are casualties.
The Randy Road Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
At Whole Foods Market, there's nothing scary about our pumpkins. That's because they're 100% organic and only $2.99 for any size you choose. Organic pumpkins are grown without frightening pesticides and chemicals and are perfect for Halloween carving. And at Whole Foods Market, they're only $2.99 for even our largest pumpkins. While you're at Whole Foods Market, check out our truly supernatural treats. We have a huge selection of delicious treats that kids love and, like everything else we sell, are free of all the things you don't need, like artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives or hydrogenated oils. Enjoy delicious fall favorites like Whole Foods Market's very own caramel dipping sauce, the perfect complement to our fresh variety of apples. Lift your spirits this Halloween with natural, organic, and gourmet foods from Whole Foods Market, 3313 University Avenue in Madison, where great tasting food is supernatural.
Okay, let's say you're sitting at home when one of those TV shows comes on about the environment. You know, greenhouse gases and air pollution. You get all conflicted because you know it's important, but hey, you're just one person sitting at home watching TV. Well, with Energy Star, you can be part of the solution. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. That's why the EPA urges you to take action at home to help protect the environment. Start by replacing 5 lights in your house with ones that have earned the Energy Star, having your heating and cooling system checked annually, and looking for products that have earned the government's Energy Star. These are only a few ways you can help reduce your home energy bills and make a big difference in the fight against air pollution. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at energystar.gov. And thanks to Energy Star, the next time one of those shows comes on about the environment, you'll know you're making a difference.
UN.
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Provocative, powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
Yeah, they do. That's right, you moron. We're talking with Greg Palast, investigative journalist and documentary maker. His documentary, Bush Family Fortunes, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, is now out. You can buy it on DVD. Greg, during the break here, I went to your website and looked at the quick 30 or 40 second preview of the documentary, of the film.
Yep.
And the scenes in there of the riot police hauling people away. God, you know, I was in D.C. with a lot of people, the counter inaugural, and was speaking on a stage at, where were we, Kathy, at in D.C.? Oh, my God, DuPont Circle. And saw so much of this. We then marched. And you know, it's amazing how quickly even someone like moi, who does this for a living, how quickly I forget. My stomach turned over looking at that little trailer you have there. I remember that. What the hell is going to happen this time? Seriously.
Well, I hope, well, you know, it's looking like it's going to be a repeat, that it's going to be down to the wire. We've got, and I'm looking at, I'm estimating a 2-4% steal. And so I think we're going to see pretty much a repeat of 2000. The difference is they're going to be better at covering their tracks. They're going to be better at the media blast. Mm-hmm. To say, you're sore losers, you know, while we're watching, you know, black absentee ballots being dumped into the Gulf of Mexico. So now the question is, what do we do? Now, you talked about, you'll see in the film, you know, as Bush intones into this loudspeaker, a peaceful transfer of power in America. Right. And, you know, Catherine Harris in the film says, democracy has triumphed again.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, but, you know, there were two other elections stolen about the same time through a count in Yugoslavia and in Peru. And in both those cases, people went into the street, shut down the country, and said, unless the votes are counted, we're, you know, no work, we're done, we're in the streets.
I bring this up all the time. What happened when Kostunica won the election and Milosevic tried to shut it down?
That's right, same thing
because,
with...
Because to me, the people of Yugoslavia said, no, hell no. You know, we don't like the fact we've just been bombed, had the hell bombed out of us by NATO. But as far as Milosevic is concerned, you're out of here. You're toast. And now he's in the dock. And to me, that is a proper response.
Well, I think Americans kept pointing their remote control at the TV and thinking they could change things just by, you know, flicking that button with their thumb.
Yeah. Oh, God.
it ain't going to work that way.
So all right, Greg,
let me... have to be prepared for... a lot of people are spending their time preparing for November 2. I'm preparing for November 3.
Yes, absolutely. I hear that. Let me get some calls in here real quick. Connie is calling from Atlanta with a question for Greg. Connie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Mike and Greg, I have a proposal I'd like to make.
Okay.
I'm worried that we're not going to have as close an election on the 2nd because of this film that's going to run in those Sinclair markets. And just like the Swift boat ads, I'm just afraid that enough people will be swayed by them to make a terrible difference. What if Air America spearheaded a campaign for us to donate money, and I would give my last cent for this, for Bush Family Fortunes to show, for us to buy time, 2 hours, whatever it is, in all of those markets on another network?
It would cost millions, A. B. I question whether or not any American media outlet. Greg, what do you think? Would go along with that?
Well, I have to say that actually Congresswoman Corrin Brown, if you remember, kind of star of 9-1-1,
mm-hmm.
she's actually doing that. She's buying time to put Bush Family Fortunes on the air in Florida.
Statewide or just on one?
As many swing areas as she can, especially in the black community, to make sure the vote gets out so people know what the heck is going on. And, in fact, the Congressional Black Caucus has actually bought 1,000 copies of the film to kind of, you know, they're going to, like, you know, do, you know, remember, like, we were dropping leaflets in Iraq. They're going to, like, drop Bush Family Fortunes, a DVD, over, you know, swing areas, you know.
So it is, so it is possible, maybe. Connie's idea is a possibility.
Well, what you can do is that we are, I've made an arrangement to the great unhappiness of my producers and publishers to have nonprofit groups and community groups, party groups. You can be a Republican Party group and do it too, to buy the film in bulk. Howard Dean's group, Democracy in America for America, is having all these home showings where people can buy the film at a big deep discount if they buy bulk through my website. And you know, it's kind of a condition of my doing this film for BBC that they that I did this.
But you haven't had a CNN or ABC or CBS knocking on your door saying, "Hey, listen, in all fairness."
I mean, the thing is that, you know, it's very funny. HBO, like, came around to BBC and said, "We love this. We love it. Greg, can you do something like this, but just less controversial?" I said, "Sure. Right. If your president stops shoplifting elections and various, you know, Mesopotamian nations, I can make a less controversial film." I mean, you know, what do you, you know, it's like, I can make, you know, how do you make the news less controversial when it's, like, outrageous?
I hear you. Connie, I have to leave you there. Thanks, Connie. Greg, do you have to go?
Yep.
You do have to go, Greg?
Hang on. No, I can stay with you one more seg.
One more segment? Super. All right. We'll put you on hold, take a break here, do some commercials, come back with some more questions from listeners. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Blockbuster books made Robin Cook the master of the medical thriller. Now, he returns with Seizure, the heart-pounding bestseller ripped from today's headlines. When a researcher develops a method to alter DNA using stem cells, one man receives treatment with terrifying results. Critics call Seizure infectious and chilling. Get your pulse racing. Read Seizure by Robin Cook, now in Berkeley paperback.
In an exclusive mini-documentary on MotherJones.com, former Reagan official Clyde Prestowitz critiques the Bush administration's policies from the perspective of a traditional conservative. Prestowitz points to the record deficit, the restriction of individual rights, and the war in Iraq as the opposite of conservative values. As a result, he says, we're less safe today than we were 3 or 4 years ago. Watch this provocative film at MotherJones.com, the source for exclusive reports and the best of the independent web. Because you need independent news.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Orrin Hatch would sit there and say, this earthquake that you had today in Central California, it's God's way of saying, we're thinking of you. The reason why Florida keeps getting hit by hurricane after hurricane has nothing to do with weather pattern changes or global warming. No, it's God's way of thinking of you. This is insane.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Well, it's your first day of waiting tables. Let's make sure you're ready. You have your apron and your tie.
Do I really have to wear this?
Yes. Here's your name tag.
Got it.
You need an order pad. Here are today's specials.
Is that it?
Did you punch in?
Yes.
Well, one more thing. Wear this gas mask.
It doesn't really go with the tie.
No, seriously. Wear it.
You want me to wear a gas mask while I work?
Trust me, you're going to need it. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'll be your server today. Would you like to hear about our specials?
We have every breath of secondhand smoke. You and the average restaurant worker inhale 4,000 chemicals.
We're dying to serve you.
You have the right to breathe clean air. Take a stand and support smoke-free workplaces.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'll be your server today.
Every Wisconsin worker should have the right to breathe clean air. This message, sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services.
What's your favorite Camp Randall memory? Take part in the greatest moments in Camp Randall history, presented by Coca-Cola. Simply visit uwbadgers.com and vote for your favorite Camp Randall stadium memories. Six memories will be selected and celebrated next season. Voting is open now. Visit uwbadgers.com and vote today. The greatest memories in Camp Randall history, presented by Coca-Cola. What's your favorite memory?
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher Mrs. Ridge.
Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one, the last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, none of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
There are things in life we enjoy more and more as we grow older. The company of family and friends. The satisfaction of reading a fascinating new book or an old favorite. In fact, reading is something you can enjoy no matter where you are. Even if you can't hold a book, turn a page, or see regular print. Because just for you, there are Talking Books, a national service of the Library of Congress. High-quality recordings of the latest bestsellers, classics, how-tos, whodunits, romances, westerns, even your favorite magazines. The recordings are played on easy-to-use equipment, and you can get Talking Books and playback equipment by mail at no charge if you're eligible. Here's how you can take a Talking Book.
Call the Wisconsin Regional Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at 1-800-242-8822. That's 1-800-242-8822.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Yeah, you're going to make elections. Good for you, Monkey Boy. We're talking with Greg Greg Palace, investigative journalist, filmmaker, documentary maker, who's New York premiere of Bush Family Fortunes, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, is this Sunday, presented by Harper's Magazine and hosted by Janine, Randy, and Sam from this network. So go to gregpalace.com, see if you can get some tickets to this. If you cannot, then get the DVD. You can buy it there, or you can find out where it's going to be shown other than New York City. Wiley is calling from Columbia, Tennessee, with a question for Greg. Wiley, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey, Greg. Hey. I'm down here about 50 miles south of Nashville, Tennessee, and I've commandeered the local Democratic headquarters. I'm having a film festival every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in October, and I'm showing Bush Family Fortunes, Fahrenheit 9/11, Liberty Bound, and the three Greenwald films, Uncovered, Outfoxed, and Unprecedented, all for free, free popcorn, free drinks.
Sorry
I didn't have a chance to write in for written permission. You're not going to sue me, are you?
Just don't tell me. And by the way, I want to tell everyone that those of you who are putting Bush Family Fortunes on all these public access channels before the election, don't tell me.
Don't let him know. Now, why?
Okay, right. Yeah, exactly. No, I got to say, by the way, we are kind of wildly sold out on the premiere with the Air America folk for Sunday in New York. There will be Monday in Washington, D.C., Howard University, 7 p.m. Go to the website, get that information, other places, and get the DVD. Hold your own showing and invite Janine over. I'm sure she'll be happy.
Oh, yeah. She'd stop by in a second.
Stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What else, Wiley?
Hey, I just have one question. in predominantly Democratic neighborhoods, the registrations are up 250%, and in predominantly Republican areas, they're only up 15 or 20%.
Right.
I have no doubt that Kerry's going to take this thing by a wide margin. We had 1,350 people show out for the first day of early voting, and the cars are lined hundreds of yards down the street even today.
Can I give you some bad news?
What I'm worried about is between then and the inauguration.
Okay. Here's the bad news. I was just talking to Reverend Jesse Jackson. He was registered, probably collected a good all 300,000 registration forms. They're collecting them. We're putting them in. They aren't putting them on the rolls. I mean, that's one of the big problems we're running into, is that they're simply not entering the new registrants, and they're finding every cockamamie excuse to knock them out. They know where the new registrations are coming from, and it ain't from the country club set. It's people who are getting, you know, who are getting banged by this system.
Well, that raises a question that we kind of touched on a few minutes ago, Greg. What happens if the theft occurs again this time? And I guess I could answer my own question, but I'm curious as to the level of frustration that you've noticed in this country. If all this effort has gone into registering and to circumventing the dirty tricks, the evil tricks of the Republican Party, and it still doesn't work, I'm a little bit worried about the reaction of the American voter.
Well, the thing is that they're going to be better at covering their trail. They're going to be better at covering
right.
the media.
Right.
And, you know, things like, you know, registrations not being added in, that doesn't go into the close count. They're going to do, the spoilage numbers will be up. That is, you know, the non-count of the vote. You won't even know what happened. Absentee ballots will just go poof in the night. You know, gee, they didn't get there on time. They weren't missing. We have no record. It's funny. When you register to vote, the law requires that you get a notice. You get a notice that mm-hmm. that we've received your registration and we've accepted it or we didn't for the following reason, but you send in your ballot and it's like, you know,
it's
anybody's
gone.
Guess.
So it's gone, yeah.
They're just going to be better at covering themselves mm-hmm. this time. So people won't even know. The best type of theft is when you don't know it's been stolen, and that's what they're preparing for. This is going to be a much more devious operation.
Yikes. Wiley, thanks. Let me move on because I got a couple more people I want to squeeze in here. Thanks, Wiley. You know, the other thing, too, Greg, there's no voter news service anymore. I have a friend here in Atlanta who used to work for them, and that's gone. That's gone.
Mike, you are a real complainer tonight.
I know.
It's morning in America. In fact, as far as I understand it, we've all been napping late.
Yeah.
You know, it's like morning in America, and you've already got a complaint here.
I know.
If there's exit polls, then people might complain when the vote doesn't match the exit poll, because that's like the canary in the mine saying something is wrong.
I need to get back on the Valium, I think. Marge is calling from northern Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. Say hi to Greg.
Hi there. Hi, Greg. It's good
hey,
to hear you back on the air. You don't have a whole lot of confidence in the absentee ballots. What about all these U.S. citizens that are living in Europe and the U.K. That have been being registered to vote? They can't all be from the same state, and the rules are a little different. Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know because, you know, having lived in London and casting my ballot from there, what they're doing is that there's a group called Democrats Abroad, which has really been, you know, like really cranking to get those absentee ballots in from abroad. I mean, huge piles of the stuff. And needless to say, you know, the Bush administration, talking about bringing democracy to the planet, is immediately trying to shut it down. And by the way, one place that they're trying to also make it very hard to vote from is Iraq. Right?
You know, last week when I saw that Rummy was over there visiting the troops, I thought, by God, he's over. You know, I thought he was just getting him to cast their absentees early, but I would be a bit surprised if he was picking up the ballots, especially for the swing sets.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big split.
And making sure they got back.
Like the soldiers in Iraq
mm-hmm.
want to go home and vote that way, whereas you're going to see a big push to get the cushy desk jockeys back in the U.S. are more Republican oriented.
And let's not forget KBR employees that are over there working too. How many of those are walking around?
Yeah, so.
So the thing is that, yeah, they're trying to shut off ballots coming in from abroad because those are going to move Democratic in a big way.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is that these birds operate on the old Joseph Stalin theory. You know, according to him, he said it's not who casts the ballots, but who counts them. And boy, are they proving that right.
Is that the truth? Marge, thanks.
Take care.
All right. Appreciate your call. Greg, we're down to about 3 minutes here, and I know you got to go, and
yep.
I appreciate the time you've given to us tonight. In Wisconsin, they're saying there's not enough ballots. Whoever the Republican registrar is in Milwaukee is not the Republican. I assume he's a Republican. Is there... As widespread as this seems to be, this voter fraud that's going on now, with absolutely most of these people not giving a tinker's damn if the press or the public knows about it, with this widespread of an event occurring, there has to be some sort of coordination, or does there? Can you answer that?
I think that they all know what to do. It's what I call vulture opportunism. In other words, they know when they see the opportunity, they take it. I mean, you can do something as simple, like you say, as not having enough ballots printed and just backing up the votes and saying, gee, we're sorry. Or, the big one, people are so worried about computers being hacked that they're forgetting about the simplest thing. The computer simply crashed. You know, Challenger, there is a problem.
Right.
We're going to have 100,000 computers tested for the first time with new software. Can you imagine? And you're going to tell me that they're all going to work? As they told me at Johns Hopkins, you want to win this election? Unplug a couple machines.
Yeah.
You don't have to hack them. Unplug them.
What is your best guess here as to what's going to happen? We're less than 3 weeks away from this, and
you don't want to know, Mike, unless you've got your Valium there.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I think it's going to be, if it's within a 2-point margin of error, 3-point margin of error in the swing states, it's been stolen. It's been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem, because that's about the margin for the biased games of spoilage, non-count, purges, backed up votes, crash machines. That's about what we're calculating out of the experts. We're working at the Harvard Center for Civil Rights and the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, et cetera. So, you know, if you look at the experts' calculations here, if Bush takes New Mexico, Florida, Colorado by within 3 points,
it's theft.
It's a shoplift operation.
Yeah. Do you think we'll be into December like we were last time with no president-elect? And that's A. B, do you think the Supreme Court will get into this again?
I think the Supreme Court could get into it because what may be decisive is Colorado, a ballot proposition to split the electoral votes.
Mm-hmm.
And, if the question is, will that apply to this election? That may be the decider, which, of course, should go, it should be a state matter to their Supreme Court. But believe me, our Supremes, the five inquisitors there are probably going to snap it up and choose our president if that happens. So it may come down to the Colorado ballot proposition. It is absolutely stunning what I see going on out there, and of course what's really stunning, and thanks again to Paul Krugman for breaking some of the silence in mainstream media. We'll be reporting this story from the Air America wing at Guantanamo.
Yeah, I hear that, and it's going to be a plush wing too, because I understand Franken likes to have comfortable couches to sit on.
Yeah, I know. I am getting fitted for a custom orange suit. So
I got you, Greg. It's slice of heaven talking to you again. Haven't seen you since Emory University here, so thanks a lot for being on the program tonight. We'll talk again, I'm sure.
Okay.
And do take care, and listen, I mean this. Watch your back, okay?
Okay. We're fortunate enough.
All right, Greg. Greg Palace, you know who he is, and. You know it's time for a break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. We killed the oil and we throw a party when we win. Some guy refuses to fight. We call that the sin. He's standing on the one he believes in. Maxine's pretty damn American to me. We fly by him. Living in wasteland.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40 by 60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
If you've ever done Photoshop with...
Like Matt Drudge.
It's a computer program. Yeah, like Matt Drudge does. Mm-hmm. What you do is you have layers of reality that you keep laying on top of each other. And that's what this Paul Bremer story has become. There are lies on top of lies so that you almost get back around to the truth. There's so many lies here.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic. 92.1.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $550 on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs, plus you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $550 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st, not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Kid A can hit a 15-foot jump shot. Kid B can calculate the launch angle at which a projectile with a mass of 1.31 pounds and accelerating at a horizontal velocity of 11.3 miles per hour must be released in order to strike a target 15 feet away. Kid A is going to college. Kid B needs your help to go too. So support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat at the Mic, Madison's new progressive talk station.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Credit where credit's due. The program engineer, New York City, tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake handled your phone calls, and our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch archives the program at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is the executive producer. Thanks to everybody. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com. All kinds of stuff going on there. Do we have video poker yet? Still don't. Okay. Ilona is calling from Ohio, and she's been holding on all through that Greg Palast interview. Was that fun, Ilona?
It sure was. It's so scary.
All right. Now, where were we?
Well, I told your husband that you're like a cold glass of water.
A cold glass of water in the middle of a hot desert.
That's right.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, what I don't understand how any Christian could support Bush.
I don't either.
As he is violating 3 to 4 of the Ten Commandments. And
well, I don't understand how God can like him.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, what I was saying is Bush is failing God's test.
Yeah.
If he actually believes in God, and I think God is putting him to a test, and he is totally failing it.
Well, if that is your belief system, I would agree with you that any test, the test to be a human being, much less to be approved by a deity, I think Bush fails the test to be just a human being. Everything he touches turns into mud and worms, and it's just it's horrifying. Horrifying.
Yeah, and I don't see how people can say Bush is with God. I mean, that really flabbergasts me. Every day I shake my head, I don't believe it.
I hear you. Hey, Ilona, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You have a nice weekend,
you know,
okay?
They should put it in a big paper, every paper in the whole country. Bush is failing God's test. Maybe
there you go.
Maybe other Christian and God believers will wake up.
Well, you just said it to millions of people who listen to this network. Thanks, Ilona. You have a nice evening. Phyllis is calling from Portland. Phyllis, I think you have the record.
Hi,
of the person.
I just don't believe that I'm on.
The person who's held on the longest on this network, I
really?
Believe, so far is you. Thanks, Phyllis.
Oh, thank you. No, it's an honor to talk to you, and I just have to tell you how much I share your rage, and I'm banging my head against the wall every night. Yeah. What I wanted to talk about was the film Going Up River. John Kerry's long war in Vietnam. And
yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I've not. I've heard about it.
Well, it was, I don't have much time, so I'll just tell you. It was an extraordinary film. First of all, I'm from that generation, so I remember all of this. And his testimony before Congress was just, it made me tear up because he was so eloquent and he was so sure, and he was so almost poetic. When I left the movie after it was over, I just kept saying, "Oh, how dare these people do this?
Yeah.
How dare they smear him?"
Yeah.
It just, banality of evil. That's what it is. I think
it is.
What's going on in this country now is really.
It is. Hannah Arendt talked about this concerning Adolf Eichmann.
Mm-hmm.
The banality of evil, I think, is an historic truth.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the most evil people on the planet have just been absolute morons. If they didn't have power, they would be wandering the streets babbling to themselves, talking about God telling them to duck down the alley and take a pee. But because they are in positions of power, they sit in the White House, for example, or in the Kremlin, or in the Reichstag, and say that God is talking to them and telling them to conquer the world.
And it's just like here, there are people drank the Kool-Aid, if you know what I mean. I mean, there is
sure.
that feeling like we're enabling them, the press and the media, and I mean, how much money do these people need?
Well, that's the point. They I think it was Michael Parenti who wrote an excellent essay that said, I'm paraphrasing, and I may even have the wrong author, but they want everything. Mm-hmm. They don't want the best of this and the best of that and the biggest piece of pie and the most juicy chunk off the Thanksgiving ham. They want everything, and until they have everything, they'll persist in the pursuit of everything, and everybody else can just go pound sand, you know, just forget about it. That's what these people want, everything.
Right. Well, it'd be an honor for me to join all of you in Guantanamo.
Okay. Well,
thank you for taking my call. I love your show. I love you. Thanks. Well,
thanks, fellas. You have a nice weekend. I hope Greg was just kidding when he was talking about the Air America suite at Guantanamo, because, man, maybe they'll put us in shipping containers to get us down there the way we did. There was several things we wanted to get to tonight. We didn't. We'll pick it up Monday. More Americans charged with atrocities against people who were prisoners. We'll never know if they were prisoners of war, just people who were caught up in these sweeps by the private contractors, this time in Afghanistan, but a whole clutch of American, I believe they're service members, with ranks as high up as captain, who are charged with manslaughter or charged in the deaths of two or more Afghan prisoners, people who died of blunt force trauma. That means they got the hell beaten out of them until they died. This just doesn't seem to stop. I don't know. I'm at a loss, as probably as much as you are. I have no idea what has happened to my country. I have no idea what has happened to the young people and the not so young people who comprise my military. I have no idea what has happened to my economy or the environment that I'm going to try to raise a now 3-month-old baby girl into. I don't know what the hell to do sometimes. I just don't. I don't. But the big story on Abu Ghraib prison and the torturing and the atrocities that went on there, these days a big story. Linda England, the one who was photographed torturing people, she had a boy. I'll see you Monday night. Monday night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Seditions. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Patriotism is not just about putting an American flag on, you know, in front of your house or running around mouthing empty talking points or catchphrases. Patriotism is about being behind what this country stands for, and remember that this country was started by a group of dissenters.
That's right. Morning Sedition from 5 to 8
on Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Hi, I'm Cela Ward. Any working parent knows how hard it is to find good child care. 29 million boys and girls in this country are in serious need of a safe and affordable place to go while their parents work. You can help. Support the efforts of Colonel's Kids and your local YMCA child care. Call 888-333-YMCA. 888-333-YMCA.
Madison has a new radio station, The Mike 92.1. Talk radio for the rest of us. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. It's an unfortunate case of supply and demand. Too many people want a flu shot and not enough vaccine is available. As CNN Radio's Jim Roop reports, Los Angeles County has canceled some 200 clinics set for next week, prompting long lines outside pharmacies.
What's left of the flu vaccine here in L.A. County is being redistributed to nursing homes and assisted living centers. The shortage of the vaccine is causing concern for the elderly, the very young, and those with compromised health.
I'm scared. I'm scared because I have been told that my immune system is very sensitive.
We were here about 4 o'clock this morning, and
It was very important for us to have this flu shot today with the allergies and heart conditions.
So far, no help from other countries like Canada because the vaccine's not FDA approved for America. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
The state of Wisconsin is threatening to send medical staffers to prison if they give flu shots to people who don't need them. Doctors and nurses who do the same in Washington, D.C. could be fined. The U.S. military says some soldiers serving in Iraq refused to follow through on a refueling mission in a dangerous area north of Baghdad. The Pentagon is now investigating the soldiers to determine if they violated the military code. Defense Department officials call it an isolated incident. All of the so-called battleground states will get used to seeing President Bush and Senator John Kerry between